But Affleck was the bomb in Phantoms.
Word, bitch. Phantom's like a motherfucker.
What's up now?
Well, look at these morose motherfuckers right here. Smells like somebody shit in their cereal. Bung.
I want to win the games until he dies playing.
Playing space cowboy in some back room.
Finish the game!
No!
Kill him.
You are about to experience.
I can't play these video games.
I want to win the game until he dies playing.
I can't play these video games.
Games are more entertainment radio.
And we're back!
And we're back! What is 51?
51.
After many days of not having a show, real life got in the way. There's nothing we can do. Again, I know. Real life sucks. And there's nothing we can do about it. That's the worst part about it. You know, usually you can find some kind of excuse, and I try. Every excuse I can find to get out of doing whatever I'm supposed to do, I do. You know. But
once I've gotten pretty good at it over the years.
Shit, yeah. I'm a master slacker. I sub loser. I swear to God, I've gotten so used to just not doing a damn thing. We didn't do anything for a while, actually, but, you know, we had, I posted it on the site. There was, you know, new job stuff and people, family coming to town. Stuff happened.
How'd that go, by the way? Good?
Yeah. Yeah. It went alright. It went okay. The hardest part of the day was not playing Final Fantasy for those couple of hours, you know?
Especially while you're home.
Exactly. Sitting right here knowing that I could be playing, you know?
It's a little better when you're at work, when you're segregated from it.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
no physical way you could play.
Yeah, except for when the occasional person brings it in. You know, the other day those guys came in with it and I was like,
this box.
Why do you start coughing? Every time we're recording. Every time. You would not believe how often I have to cut out you coughing. And you only do it when we're recording.
I don't know.
It's so weird.
Maybe it's psychological.
It must be. It's got to be something about, like, I'll just cover up my voice or something and not talk, or this is my bowing out or something. I don't know what you do. It's like you do it at certain parts, too. In any case, we've got some email, and on topic even, talking about getting out of doing stuff. The first one, this is great, from Thought Criminal. Episode 50 was a lot of fun to listen to. Thanks to you bastards, I quit one of my jobs to live poor and play more games. Carpe diem, I guess. Keep up the... I'm probably pronounced that wrong, huh? Carpe diem, I guess. Keep up the radio as long as you can stand it, because you guys are pretty good at it, and I need my fill. Now, see, this is addressed wrong. We're not good at this. Who did this belong to? Time for some Taco Bell and some land ownage. I hope he had fun that day, going out to play wherever he was going to play and whatever he was going to play.
Let that criminal continue living the dream.
That's right, exactly. Now, if we could just get rid of the other job and figure out a way to maintain... All set. I'm still working on it. As soon as I figure it out, I'll let you know.
Yeah, let me know first.
Yeah, definitely.
So I can get on the ground floor.
we've been joking about it a lot on IRC and in Final Fantasy with Rybo and Hades and stuff, that we all just need to move in together. And we need a job where we each only have to work like one day a week, you know? Oh. Wouldn't that be great? Oh. So then that way, I mean, you'd have one place.
Like you, 6 days a week, you got computers in the entire living room, everybody's just like sitting there going, aww.
And then we would all have to work the same day.
Too. Right.
Because it would suck ass if you were trying to do stuff and somebody was gone. It's like, oh man, it's so-and-so's day to work, you know, we can't go do this. No. We all work one day. The place just shuts down. We all go to work, we make enough money to pay rent, you know, and then the bills and whatever. We just pull our money together and skim by and you can play games all day.
Yeah, you need a semi-decent paying job.
Yeah, which isn't too hard to find.
No.
Not too hard to find, I guess. Mine, I guess, would now qualify as a semi-decent.
I would live in a closet to work one day a week and play video games the other six.
Hell, yes, I would.
I would sleep standing up
if
in
I
a
had
closet.
To, hang me up on one of the hangers.
Yeah,
that would
exactly.
be okay. That would do it for me. That would definitely be okay. The other email we got, actually we got reviews, because remember we asked everybody to go check out... Chronicles of Riddick,
mm-hmm.
everybody, you know, and Cushion stepped up to the plate. See, this guy rents a ton of games. Every time I go to Blockbuster, I think, God, I know he rented something cool and I didn't this week. But I rent a lot of movies from there instead. Because all my time gets sucked into Final Fantasy. I know. It's got to come to an end.
After tomorrow, I'm going to be playing something else.
We're never going to. As it is, we don't see you playing Final Fantasy anyway.
I know. The past couple days have been pretty rough.
We see you like once a week for like 4 hours. You log on, you say some stupid shit, and you leave. And it's just like, what the fuck? Oh my God, he didn't even try.
Yeah, I know.
I swear. And you, of all people, too, have the number one chance of finding a party. That's what blows my mind. It's like you get frustrated after like 30 seconds of logging in. Oh, I can't find a party. Fuck. Screw this game.
It's been a long time since I've had to like sit there. I don't think I've ever had to sit there more than 5 minutes.
I don't think you have. I bet you haven't.
Wait more than 5 minutes, I'm like, nah.
Getting antsy. Screw this game. But yeah, that's right. Your Tales of Symphonia should be in town tomorrow, huh?
Ooh.
Oh, no. You did pre-order it.
Right? I did.
You paid for it and everything already, huh?
Well, I threw in like $5.
Yeah.
I gotta pay the rest of it when I actually pick it up.
Yeah. We'll never hear from you again.
No, that's not true. I'll try to like set up morning for one game and like evening for the other.
That'll never work. The good thing about Tales is it will end.
Yeah.
That's the good thing. So it's like I know there's a light at the end of the tunnel. It's not like you're going to go play EQ again.
Right.
It's not like, oh fuck, he's gone. You know, it's like eventually this is gonna end and you're gonna be back to square one where you're screwed and everything sucks. So you're gonna have to come back to play with us where we actually have fun. So alright, let's see. So you asked the listeners to check out Chronicles of Riddick for themselves, and I thought I would let you know about it. Just like everyone else, I've been hearing nothing but amazing reviews for this game. People are calling this a Halo killer, the best game they've ever seen, and the greatest licensed game ever. So I rent this game.
Which is not very hard to do.
No, it's
be
not.
The best licensed game.
Well, you know what? Right now, I would have to put that award to GoldenEye.
No, I mean
that's a tough.
You know,
one to
I don't even put that in licensed. It's like
yeah, because that was such a good game that it can't possibly have fallen into the movie game thing. No, that was too good. But you know what? Spider-Man 2 looks pretty good too.
It does.
Not the PC version, like not the kiddie game. No, that's retarded. I'm talking about the console one. They have it for GameCube.
Well, now there's
Xbox,
there's a kiddie PC and
no, there's the PC version which is lame, and then there's the console Spider-Man 2s. They're all called Spider-Man 2, though, but the PC one is lame.
Well, I saw, like, a Spider-Man 2 that was really for kids. I mean, this was, like, for, like, ages, like, 5 and 6.
That's probably this game.
Well, no, but it was called Spider-Man 2 something.
The movie
something,
or something?
Something? No. I saw them both sitting right next to each other in the PC section. There was the one that the box art looked exactly like the console games.
But it's not the same game, though.
No?
It's not the same game. That's the thing. Everybody's confused because they all came out at the same time, they're all called the same thing, and they all look the same.
That's fucked.
It is.
Someone goes, oh, I'm going to go buy the PC version, gets it home, sticks it in, and they're playing some cartoon
some
thing. That
retarded game, yeah.
Yeah.
It's Modem.
You got to pick the colored boxes.
Modem found out the hard way. He didn't know. He didn't know that they were different.
Oh.
He got his hands on the, I'm sure the demo of the PC version, and he couldn't stand it. He was like, this game is horrible. What the fuck? And I was like, dude, it's a different game. And sure enough, you know, he checked it out, and it's different.
At least he didn't go to the store and pick it up for 50
bucks. Oh, I know. Oh, my God. But
blindly. I'm sure there's plenty of people who have.
I bet there are. But, I mean, the console one, you know, they lucked out. And there's a good chance they picked up a console one, I think, as opposed to a PC one. So, hopefully.
But I saw it play at an EB the other day.
On a console?
Yeah. On the GameCube. And, the GameCube's graphics overall are pretty good. I mean, they don't have the storage of Xbox or the PlayStation.
The PlayStation one is the weakest looking one there is.
Yeah.
IGN did a head-to-head thing.
Yeah, those are kind
of head-to-head, where they had them all lined up and they showed screenshots of them all. And it was weird actually because the GameCube one looked pretty weak. Like
yeah,
the screenshot
it was like muddy and
yeah, and there was like no shadows on them. But they swore up and down their shadows when you play though. But in the screenshots, they did not show any shadows for some reason. But the PS2 one, you could definitely see jagged edges, really horrible textures and crap.
There's no excuse for that.
Well, yeah, the hardware sucks on a PS2, so.
Well, yeah, but it doesn't suck that bad. There's plenty of games on the PS2 that aren't all jaggy and.
Yeah, but versus, but put it side to side with an Xbox version of the same game, the Xbox smoked them all. And it just looks incredible, you know, and I actually saw it running, I think it was on a PS2. still didn't look half bad. Like, it didn't look that great, but it looked, the graphics were decent, but the game actually was fun.
Was it?
It was actually pretty cool. It was kind of like Grand Theft Auto meets Spider-Man.
Yeah.
You're just like this huge city, and you just go slinging around, and you know, there's like a little radar, and you know, you got places to go and stuff like that. I mean, it was actually pretty cool, but.
Which is definitely a good way to go for an action hero.
Yeah.
Especially someone like Spider-Man, who just travels around the city looking for crime.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Especially who can move fast.
Yeah. And so it makes sense that you're not going from level to level.
Yeah. Like the old school ones. I remember there was like a holy crap, was that on the Genesis? Maybe it was. I played one of the Genesis, which was like that. You know, it was a side scroller, and you went from
level to level. Spider-Man 1 was like
that. Cool. But it was a lot of fun. Oh, really? On the consoles?
Yeah, it was just a level.
Oh, really? I didn't play it. Hunter played it, and he said it was pretty cool, but I didn't play it.
Well, I heard it was cool, but it wasn't like Grand Theft Auto, where it's just a big
game.
Yeah. Like, have missions you can go do.
Was it on the Dreamcast?
No, it was on the 3.
Really?
GameCube.
Yeah. PS2, oh, okay. Because there was one on the Dreamcast, which was actually kind of cool, too. But I imagine it was level to level. Full 3D and all that, but right. I imagine it was level to level. I guess. I never really checked it out. Hunter played it for a while, though. It seemed pretty cool. Oh, yeah. I do remember Spider-Man on the Xbox, the first one. It was, huh? But that was actually pretty cool, too. But nothing like this. This was friggin' awesome. All right. We're
back to Riddick.
we're one paragraph, or two. So we're on the middle of the second paragraph, and we've got 3 pages, so. Well, 2 pages and 2 paragraphs, which actually don't even pertain to the letter here. The greatest lesson game ever, so I rent this game knowing it will be outstanding, and, well, it wasn't. 2 words sum up this game. Claustrophobic Halo. But first things first, this game is set up as a prelude to the Chronicles of Riddick movie. It starts with Riddick thinking back to his escape from the Butcher Bay prison, and that's basically all you need to know. In fact, this game could have been called Jailbreak. Had nothing to do with any movie, and been exactly the same. Basically, Riddick gets in good with the inmates, then some guards, then gets access to guns, and the rest of the game is just him fleeing the guards and looking for a way out. That's pretty weak sounding.
Yeah.
This isn't just any prison. It has a rusty, industrial, and slightly futuristic look to it, kind of like the one in Aliens 3. The game is also 85% first-person shooter, with some third-person stuff, like climbing boxes or flipping switches, and a little RPG with Riddick talking to other characters for items and info. And, of course, there's a stealth mode you can turn on, so you can tiptoe up to a guard and snap his neck or stab him with a shiv. And that's about it. With the exception of the stealth stuff and box climbing, this is a straight Halo knockoff. From the looks of the guns, to the controls, to the shield recharging, that's right, the health system works like this. You have a series of white boxes as your life gauge. As long as you don't let one of the boxes get down to nothing, you can let the box refill, just like this Halo shield. I don't know if Riddick is supposed to have Wolverine-like healing, but this just feels like they're throwing you a bone. But there's one other thing Riddick has that Halo doesn't. A melee attack straight out of Punch-Out. Before Riddick gets any guns, he's got to beat down all of his opponents. Using the right trigger and the thumb pad to let you throw different punches, uppercut, jab, etc. This is kind of cool, but out of place in a first-person shooter, especially since there's no real pistol-whip melee attack for your gun. Oh, wow. You think you'd be able to knock him with it, you know?
Yeah.
Now, let's talk about what makes up this game. Everybody has been going crazy about the graphics in this game, so I figured I would be the one this would be the one shining spot of the game. Well, I don't see what's so great. The graphics looked muddy and jaggy to me, and overall looked like a PC-to-console port. After noticing the game didn't match the screenshots, I checked the message boards. It turns out, to get the most out of the game, you need to be connected with the special digital video wires, and preferably to an HDTV. This might also explain why the game moves clunky in big areas, and smooth as silk in small areas. I know it's in the nature of the games to move forward, but I don't see how the graphics can take that big of a hit without some warning on the box or in reviews, especially since 90% of the people who play this will have AV cables on a regular TV. But I don't see what a smoother look would actually improve. The setting is a rusty, grimy prison, and even the other characters aren't that defined to begin with. Most have that shiny plastic look, like they're right out of Toy Story. Damn. As far as the sound goes, they did a pretty good job. As you walk around the prison, you hear prisoners talking, guards carrying on, and then in the background you hear industrial humming and prisoners in their locked cells going nuts. This really sets the environment well because you can interact with most of these things. Also, Vin Diesel and some other stars who may or may not be in the movie provide voices for characters in the game. Unfortunately, the only other star you'll recognize in the game is Exhibit, the host of Pimp My Ride. I actually have heard of that. Even though he sang stuff...
He's also a rapper.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I imagine. He had to be some music MTV kind of thing to be on a show like that, so I don't know. Even though he's saying stuff like, "Get the fuck back, Riddick," you're still picturing him hooking up some kid with a busted Pinto. That's the other thing. Did you know you can say fuck in console games now? You will after about 2 minutes into Riddick. That's because it's every other word someone says to you. It's even written on the walls in Sharpie with weird phrases like skin fuck. Weird.
Fuck.
Now, since the graphics weren't the greatest, I figured the gameplay would be this game's redeeming value. Wrong again. In a word, the game feels clunky, from walking around to aiming to the controls. Even though the controls can be reconfigured, you get the feeling that adding all these games together has made the controller a mess. Right. For example, the left trigger is block in punch-out mode, but in stealth mode you have to hold the left trigger to snap a neck. Also, cycling through weapons seems random and tough to lock onto your choice. On top of that, all the guns have wacky futuristic look to them. For example, why does the shotgun always look like a sideways letter A? Speaking of guns, you aim with the typical red dot laser pointer. While this may sound perfect for pinpoint shots, don't count on it. Using the zoom function, I shot an unsuspected guard once in the head and twice in the chest with my shotgun, and he still rolled out of the way. If you're not into alphabet guns, you can kill guards the way the game wants you to, with stealth. Just watch out for the AI. Even when you catch them by surprise, some guards have their thumb up their ass while some put up a major fight. The game also lets you hide dead bodies in the shadows so they don't alert the other guards. That's great, but most guards stay in their area, and hiding bodies doesn't matter if your level is already on alert. It seems like a waste.
Yeah.
Overall, I was not impressed with the Chronicles of Riddick. This game is supposed to be a major Halo killer, but I don't see it. Not being a big FPS fan, I went into Halo with low expectations, but I got hooked on the tight controls, smart AI, and beautiful wide-open spaces. Bam, right there. That's exactly what happened to me, too. I was like, this game has gotta suck. Everybody likes it because it's the one first-person shooter out there, this is the crowd that's seeing it and catering to. Oh, it's the Xbox, got great graphics, blah blah blah, but Halo's the only game going. I didn't care for it. I actually played it at Wolf's house, it didn't seem that great, but we didn't, you know, play it for about 5 minutes, and I wanted to go home and play, I think, Return to Castle Wolfenstein at the time. When I actually sat down with Halo, I was fucking floored. I was blown away. I couldn't get enough of it. I had a demo of it. And I kept playing it over and over and over until I got the game and just sat down and just powered through it. Just loved every minute of it. I mean, there was something about it. It is that good. I don't know why fucking what they did, but it's that good. Let's see. It constantly reminded me of the part in the first level of Halo where you run around. Oh, yeah, that sucks. That's why. That's what happened. See, Wolf had the full version of Halo, and you start out in this ship where you're just like running through hallways, and that's why it sucks. But when I got the demo, you're on one of the outside levels, and a lot more of them are like that, and you're just like, wow, this is awesome. It constantly reminds me, run around the vents of the ship. You're using your flashlight, wondering what's at the end of the hall, and if you should stay in the vents or face what's in the end room walking around. Sorry, I just don't get what the big deal is. I'd say Chronicles of Riddick is a $30 game, if you're craving to play an FPS before the heavy hitters like Doom 3, Halo 2, and Half-Life 2 come out. Wow. I'll bet money he's right. I guarantee this is the accurate description, because everything I heard before was everybody telling me, oh, that game looks so awesome, I saw a video, it looks fat. Or all the reviews say it's just amazing, you know? And it just seemed like it was marketed everywhere.
You can only put so much stock in reviews.
You can, you know, I mean, that's just it. It's obviously, that's not, you know, a reliable, you know, way to judge a game.
They get paid to say, oh, this movie's fat, or this game's fat.
You know, and they have, you know, ads everywhere. I mean, I saw ads for it everywhere, but the thing that was that stood it out, that made it stand out, was that, like, 4 million people were talking about it. That usually doesn't happen. Like, Van Helsing, the game came out, nobody talked about it. And it blew over. You know, once it came out, the ads disappeared from all the sites, and nobody said a word about it.
Mm-hmm.
But during Riddick's hype, you know, before it came out, it was all I heard about, which was weird, which is why I was really curious. You know, I was like, what the hell is going on here? People are saying this is great, but, you know, I think they're wrong. And also, I haven't heard a word about it since it came out. Not a damn thing, you know? I don't know, but check this out. There's some other things I wanted to mention about the last show. Now, this was before 50, because I actually had to skip the email, because 50 was, you know, different.
Right.
Okay. Shame on Kobar for never playing Zelda. But at least he owned up to it and didn't lie about playing it. Also, I bet he's played many other games to make up for it. Yes.
I have.
You have, yeah, exactly. He has. He's played tons of crap. Stuff I haven't played, but I should, you know.
It's tough to go back to an 8-bit game.
But see, if it's that good, it's not. And I'm telling you, it's not hard to go back and play Zelda because it's just that good.
I'll see what I can do.
You might need a little direction because it is like, you hit start, you put your name in, and you're just standing there. All of a sudden, you know, you don't have a weapon, you don't have anybody telling you what you're even supposed to do. You're just standing there in a field just going,
not even told why you're in the field?
If you turn the game on and let the screen stay, it'll eventually scroll a story past you, but beyond that, no. You just hit start and put your name in, and you're just standing there in this open area. And there's like a cave. You know, so naturally you wander to the cave and this guy there gives you a sword and he doesn't say anything useful though, you know, he doesn't tell you what to do. And you basically just like have to wander around until you find level one.
Hmm.
And you gotta remember this time though.
That's kinda cool though.
You know, I thought it was like, wow, this is like, I could just go do whatever I want, you know, and you can. You can go to levels and not in order too if you can get there. Most of them you have to get there by using, you know, just like the other ones.
A hammer.
Something you found. God damn it, why does my finger itch so bad? Alright.
But usually they give you a few options.
Oh, to get to the levels?
No, to a few levels that you can choose from with your current
game. There's not very many in this that you can actually beat, though. I think there's like one or two that you can actually beat without using the thing from the other level.
Mm.
There's not that many. But you can. I mean, I do it out of order. Because I always go for this other crap, because I like it. Just having it. So I can get more heart containers and shit. Yeah. So, well, you don't have that in this one, though.
No hookshot. The hookshot is the ball.
You got a ladder. You've got a raft, a magic key, the silver arrow, the red and blue rings, which, like, reduce your damage you take. You've got the boomerang, the bow, a wand that shoots out magic.
Like Wind Waker, some stupid freaking grappling hook. Give me the goddamn hook shot.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, and that it was wicked. You like aimed it, it was like a cutscene.
Yeah, I know. Oh.
That was lame. Alright, there's something else here which is very interesting that he says. Because I couldn't believe it, and he must have known that I wouldn't have believed it without pictures. He took pictures to prove it. Because I swear to God, I wouldn't have bought it. There's no way I would have believed this happened. But he took pictures, and he sent them to me in the email. Says, you never heard of anybody playing GTA straight or even beating it? Because remember? No, I don't. Every single person I know gets... I mean, I can even see people get like 80% into the game and they just give up. They're just like, oh, fuck this game.
Like, there's one part where you have to do all the little extraneous shit to move on.
Keep going, yeah, and open up other parts of the city and whatnot. Yeah. He sent me pictures of him at 100% finish. So it's the game completion? Yeah, 100%. Because, well, now you do. A couple of years ago, it was my mission to complete GTA 3 and Vice City with 100%. And enclosed are the picks to prove it. For me, being able to go anywhere and do anything in these games was really fun. And the best thing was exploring different areas and what all you could do besides the missions, like collecting cars, hidden packages, and the side missions. San Andreas sounds cool with the three massive areas, but I don't know about the staying fit part. The GTA series should remain unrealistic in a video game sense. Like how the character never gets tired and how the spray shop can throw off the cops, even if they're just outside the spray shop waiting for you. To me, this just sounds like something Rockstar can call educational to kids to draw some of the heat off them once all the politicians seeking re-election start to target them again.
I'm not so sure that would work, though. Hey, we're throwing in something for the kids!
But it gives them, you know, a little bit of leeway, at least. You know, hey, we're trying, you know. We're working on it. He's, I could see that, though. Awesome. Thank you for the email, Christian.
Yeah, thank you.
Alright, we do have another review, too. This is from Mr. Chicago, who's actually been in the IRC room an awful lot lately, hanging out there with us, having to put up with our bullshit. He sent in, he was hooked on this, too, man. He's like, oh, he talked about. And he wrote up an awesome review. It was a PDF, even. Had pictures for us and everything. Mario vs. Donkey Kong. This is a Game Boy Advance cart. It looks awesome. It really looks like a lot of fun.
It does look interesting.
Definitely the kind of thing I think I could, you know, you could just like fire up and hammer out a couple levels and go back to work, you know?
Well, which is great for a Game Boy.
Mm-hmm. They should all be like that.
They need to keep it in that area, at least for the most part.
You know, in the role-playing games, you need to have like a save instantly.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah,
something like that, because...
Yeah, the whole save point system does not work in a portable system.
It doesn't go over at all. Because you know how many times I... There was some of these, it's like I'm playing along, and it's like, oh, crap, I got to go back. And I just have to close it and carry it around in my pocket for a half an hour, you know, 2 hours, and it's like, you know, wander off again to... And
what are you going
to
do, leave it on so that the battery's draining for 2 hours?
Exactly. You know, and I do. I have to turn off the light, you know, and so it cuts down the battery use. I just close and throw it in my pocket, you know. Sucks. I don't like to do that. Let's see, Mario vs. Donkey Kong. For those of us that love Mario and Donkey Kong, here is a game with some old-school flavor. Along with updated Game Boy Advance graphics, the game Mario vs. Donkey, I don't know if he cut it off or that's what it's called, Mario vs. Donkey Kong, has brought back to life two franchises in a fresh and worthwhile manner. First of all, this is not just your old regular Mario, nor is it Donkey Kong Country clone. Mario vs. Donkey Kong is the only real sequel to the Donkey Kong of old. Like, you know, where they're actually going at like it's supposed to be. A lot of people don't know that, you know. Yeah. Mario vs. Donkey Kong at first seems to be childish, but it isn't. It's an involved, action-oriented puzzle game that will both frustrate then reward. The story behind the game is simple. Mario is a media icon and a merchandise giant. As such, Mario even has his own line of dolls. Donkey Kong, at home, is watching television when all of a sudden a Mario doll commercial pops up. Instantly, like a child over Pokemon cards, Donkey Kong falls in love with the idea of having the dolls and then proceeds to take them for himself. It is up to our hero Mario to rescue the dolls. Simple story, huh? What is lacking in story is made up in gameplay. First off, you must use your brain to go through each level, and they look pretty damn puzzling, some of these. The screenshots we were looking at? I didn't know what the hell was going on, some of them. Using various moves that range from easy to downright hard to nail on the first try. Here are some shots of the gameplay, and, you know, you can go check out shots all over the internet. I'm sure there's movies and stuff, too. It's pretty cool. Each level is divided into 8 parts, with each puzzle increasing in difficulty. Each of the 6 parts are divided into 2 parts. The first, to obtain a key to a locked door. The second, to rescue the Mario doll. Our Mario doll is in another castle. That's the first thing I thought of. Each doll rescued will help in gaining hits you can take in the last of the level. In each of these levels, you have some various buttons to push. This helps open up or create new areas for you to move through. The buttons are either yellow, green, red, or blue. Also, there are various enemies in each level. You have to be careful, though, because each time you are hit or touched by an enemy, you lose lives. To get you through the levels, there are various moves you can use, such as walking on your hands, somersaults, and backflips. Wow. There are also things in the game that helps you out, such as trash can that helps you reach those hard-to-get places, and hammers. Yes, hammers to help you bash enemies and obstacles, such as cans of burning oil. Various bonuses through the levels include 1-ups, presents that can be gathered for bonuses, and a mini-game that is akin to the old shell game. With enough collected presents, you are pitted against Donkey Kong's fist to gain extra lives. Let's see. Near the end of each world, you have to lead your newly rescued dolls into their box. This sounds just like Lemmings. With a nod to Lemmings, it is up to you to lead these cute little guys back into their box. Things like treadmills and spikes can hinder this, so in order to collect them all, you must help them navigate through these traps, keeping in mind that each doll that has led into the box. God damn it. And, you know, this thing didn't print out right is why I'm having hell of a time trying to follow it. Let's see, it gives you more hits once you confront Donkey Kong. After you've successfully achieved this, you take on Donkey Kong, but Donkey Kong is no pushover. You have to hit him with trash cans to defeat him, but that's not all. Donkey Kong has buttons to push and chains to pull. The chains, once pulled, bring a shitload of junk onto our intrepid hero. Each hit costs Mario $1, or 1 hit, before he loses a life. Each button pushed makes trash cans and platforms of the same color disappear and reappear, thus adding your life a little... You know, I think it's cutting out letters in some of these is why. I think it was just the way it printed out. Damn PDFs. You life a little shittier when trying to defeat the big gorilla. Once defeated, you move on to the next world with each puzzle harder than before, and the difficulty also increases in the boss levels. All in all, Mario vs. Donkey Kong is a great game, just as addicting as Lemmings and Choo Choo Rocket was. When you thought you've mastered it, a new challenge arises that leaves you wanting more, a solid game to play on a break, the plane, or on a road trip. Warning though, Mario vs. Donkey Kong has the potential to give you Tetris nightmares that we all remember from playing Tetris. He was playing the crap out of this for a long time. And he was getting like frustrated with some of this stuff, how hard it was. I remember hearing him on IRC. It sounded really cool though. You know, really cool puzzle game. You know, I haven't played something like that in a long time.
A game like that should have challenge.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Challenge, people.
That's kind of what the whole thing is about.
Mm-hmm. Instead of this panty waist, easy, you never die crap. You know how many games I've played recently where it seemed like I never died?
Oh, I've played
Wind Waker?
Yeah, I've played lots of that and never died.
I just don't understand it anymore. You take the challenge out. What's the point of the extra event in line?
And then every once in a while you get a game where they decide to go the other way.
Contra?
You're just like, oh my
god. Oh my god, I just got owned.
Like Shinobi. That game was rough.
Wait a minute. Oh, Shinobi. We gotta talk about something very similar to that. Ninja Gaiden, which is fat.
Ninja Gaiden is awesome.
Okay. You wanna hear fat though? This is like Uber, okay? Check this out. This, I am floored. The only reason I read this because the name caught my eye. It was called the Hurricane Pack. And I was glancing through stuff and just blowing around. And I was like, whoa, what is this? You know, it totally stopped me dead in my tracks. And I had to read it. And I'm so glad I read this. Did you read this?
No, you were talking about it.
Check this out. Okay, you know, everybody knows Ninja Gaiden Xbox, okay? One of the complaints I had was with the camera. You so much as touch that your right thumbstick, which you naturally use for your camera control, and it
knocks you into first person.
Right, which was a pisser for me. Well,
me
I couldn't,
too.
You know,
me
yeah,
too.
It drove me nuts. The game itself, though, was pretty cool.
Mm.
Graphics were amazing, the sound was cool.
Action was very intuitive. Just,
right, yeah. You know, I mean, the moves were easy. You had all kinds of cool, like, RPG elements, too. Different weapons and special moves and all kinds of shit. Now it
very
gets even
cool,
cooler man. For free. It's called Ninja Gaiden Hurricane Pack Volume 1, available over Xbox Live on August 2nd. Just fire it up, turn on your Xbox, hit their site, boom. It'll download updates to the game. Now, these are not broken things that are to be fixed. This is not a patch, okay? We just started to talk about this on IRC a little bit ago, but I had stuff to do, so I couldn't get involved in the conversation. And we, I think it was just Modem that was trying to spearhead this thing here about were you actually reading along? I
threw it a couple months.
I just woke up, and I was all screwed up still. I wasn't sure what was going on, but he felt it was more of a patch, okay? He didn't like the idea that it was being patched.
I don't see why.
Well, here's the thing: is it's not a, in my eyes anyway. It's not a patch.
Even if it was, fixes
broken shit.
But even if it was a patch, what's wrong with fixing broken shit? The only problem I have with patches coming out for console games is because now developers are going to go, oh well, we can rush this out broken and patch it later.
Yep.
Out it goes.
Yep. We send it out today. That gives us 3 days before it hits the store to fix what we didn't fix here in the shop.
And then patch.
You know, yeah, then they'll send out a patch. Now that to me though is a patch. That's a fix for something broken. Okay? This game isn't broken. The game itself is fine.
Could argue about the camera being pretty broken.
Well, they intended for the camera to act that way though. That was their intention. You know?
True.
It wasn't the best choice, I think.
It's not like you fall through a wall somewhere.
Yeah, or the game locks up or freezes or whatnot, you know. No, that's people talking to me. You know, it's not like there's something wrong with it, okay? This is flat-out free content. Free extra shit to the game, which makes it cooler if you have Xbox Live. And I'm all for this kind of stuff. Okay, they have, apparently there's a tournament going on. This is kind of shoved in the middle of my notes for this, though, because this somehow pertains to this. They have a thing called the Master Ninja Tournament, masterninjatournament.com, where apparently you can upload, like, I guess it's like the equivalent of a high score. It's called a karma rating or something.
Right. That's how fast you do it and stuff like that.
Oh, and your completion percent, I'm sure, and all that crap. Okay. Well, apparently.
A bunch of stats.
Yeah. Okay. You can upload all your crap, I guess, over Xbox Live, or probably in the game somehow. It has, like, a thing where it lets you send it to the site or whatever. Now, I guess you can track it on this. Anyway, it's a huge competition all over the world. You know, U.S., Europe, Japan, all together. Okay, and you know what? This is what I think, how competition should be held. None of this fucking, you know, let's fly everybody out to Florida, and it's only the guys that can afford it,
yeah.
You know, kind of bullshit, you know, screw that. No. Let the average person you know, compete.
With the internet, and especially on something like an Xbox, yeah, you can't cheat.
Exactly. You know, I mean, it's a level playing field. You know, this is you sitting there playing a single player game, and it reports your scores. And then tallies who's the best. Now that, to me, is how competitions and stuff, I think, should be held. Because this allows the person that can't just, oh, I gotta go to this competition, boss, I'll see you in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You know, and then to be able to afford all that, you know, and then I have to train for the whole year, you know. What if I find a game I just like, turns out I'm better than everybody at it, and little that I know, hey, you know, I don't have to do anything, I just can win these, you know, prizes and stuff like that. That, to me, is cool. None of this professional gamer bullshit, okay. This is, like, a good way, I think, to market stuff. Oh, you know, if you're good at it, we'll send you, you know, the first 10,000 people to break this score, get a free T-shirt. Fuck, sign me up.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and hey, at the end of, you know, a year, they take the top guy, and they give him maybe a money prize, whatever. Who cares? Send him to Hawaii for 3 days. Whatever. That would be awesome. Instead of this, you know, the way they have it now, where they have this friggin' giant... trying to make it like, you know, like the NFL and all these other guys, the NBA. It's not a... I don't want to get started.
Well, you know, someday it might be a situation where you got two people playing and you got... It's like televised and there's an audience. And...
Well, okay. At the end, I could totally see that. Give it a year and let everybody play, and then when it comes down to the top regional guys, maybe do that. Yeah, that would be okay. But, you know... Those are the best of the best, and they probably care enough anyway.
Right.
You know, the rest of the guys that just want to compete for some little stuff, would still just be cool that way. Anyway, the point of me mentioning all that was because not only is it really cool, but you need this pack to do that. Okay, but listen to what this free pack does to the game.
They should have added head-to-head.
I think they fight somehow. I think they face off on this Master Ninja turn. I didn't read
it. See, I heard that it wasn't that. It was just you go through the game and... Like how fast you do it and how many points you get and stuff like that.
I thought they end up fighting each other somehow at the end of it all.
Which would be fat.
I doubt it. I bet you're right. I'm sure it's just single player and they tally their score. But I could have sworn I thought they said they fought each other somehow. I don't know. I was really looking at the features they added just because that's what I cared about. You know, because I want to take a second look at this game now. Listen to this. They added 3 new weapons, which, okay, whoop-de-doo. There's a lot of them in there to begin with. It's cool for the guys that have played through it and know all the weapons. To me, the weapons don't matter so much. 1 new costume. Again, cool for the guys that have been playing it. You know, I don't care so much. Improved AI throughout the game. That's really cool, I think. I mean, the whole game is different now. Right there, you got creatures that are, or enemies that are a lot harder, okay? A faster engine. You know, as if it wasn't, like, insane enough with the crazy shit that was going on. A faster engine. And this, to me, is the main reason that I want to go back. I didn't find anything wrong with the AI. I didn't think it was too slow, either. Here's the thing that bothered me, the camera, right? They changed the camera now, full control, 360 degrees of the camera. Now I want to take a second look at this game. I am really interested now, because it was awesome.
Do you have to control it with this pack, though?
I don't think so. I think you have a choice.
Yeah, because when you're in the heat of battle, and shit's flying from all different angles.
You cannot control that,
You don't want to be sitting there going, okay, I need to move this camera this much this way, now this much this way, and you're too busy trying to beat Smash.
I'm pretty sure that it's an option. I don't imagine...
Like, they probably kept the trigger that just pushed
that's
forward.
That's what I think. That's what I think, is that, yeah. See, that's what I think, too. It's like, it's a really quick way to switch it, too. Not like you have to stop and go to the options and change it back to old school and the new way. I don't think you do that.
In the with the regular camera control, you hit the right-hand trigger, and it popped the camera behind you.
Oh, I'm sure they still have that.
Which would be enough. I mean, you could be switching around the camera and you need to fight and pop.
No, I'm sure all that's there. That's gotta be. But this was the thing. It gives you control of the camera. So instead of just hitting that, it throws you into first one. I'm sure that you can move it around, which is fat. And I really, really... Now I have to go rent it, though. Because you're not going to see a new demo with this.
Right.
You know? So I'm going to have to go rent it.
You probably can't patch the demo either.
Yeah, probably not. Yeah. So I'm going to go... But I want to now, though. I really want to see this because that game was damn cool.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there was a lot of awesome stuff, but a few minor things that it sounds like the major one's been fixed. If they did a good job of it, we're going to have a new ninja dog on our hands. I'm really excited to check that out. I thought that right there to me is the coolest damn thing. These people out there that have been playing this and loving it, they got something cool for free.
Yeah.
You know, that is awesome. Another neat thing... that I wanted to mention, this is the last, like, news type thing we had. Remember we were talking about ESPN NFL 2K5 coming out for $20 brand new versus Madden, which was like $50 and then $60 for the collector's edition? And it came out like 3 days before Madden or something? They got it done early. This thing's coming out in 7 days. How awesome is that? Because I thought before, oh no, man, people are going to know that Madden's coming out in 2 days and they're going to wait. Because they would rather play Madden, just because it's been beat into their heads that Madden is, you know, the ultimate. And I, you know, maybe it must be, you know, I don't know. But I'm just saying, nobody else, they've got it locked down. Madden's got it locked down. Got to give somebody a chance somehow. I think they did a great idea. Release their game for $20, and I'm willing to bet that EA knew that they were coming out 2 days beforehand. So that you know they're going to pack the stores with, you know, stand-ups and cardboard cutouts of John Madden and hammer the stores, you know, maybe a week before Madden came out, which was still in the time that NFL 2K5 came out. But now, NFL 2K5's got the jump on them, you know? I mean, they're going to be out way before they expected to be out.
Yeah, there's all kinds of people that go, eh, Madden's far enough away. I'll throw $20 at this in the meantime.
Exactly. Exactly. And they won't. There's nothing they can do. There's no way they're going to be able to get that word out there. That is awesome. I just had to mention that because I thought it was really cool. The main focus of the show today, though, now that we're already 40 minutes in, holy crap, this could get long because we got a lot of notes here. I mean, most of it's not really detailed, but it's just to keep everybody informed on what's going on. We're focusing on RPGs. We wanted to talk about these today.
My personal favorite topic.
You know, I don't know if I could say that, really. Which is a kind of a shock to me. I love RPGs, like there's no tomorrow, but man, you sit me down in front of a good fighting game, and I'm like happy as a pig in shit. You know? You throw me in front of something like Warcraft, and I couldn't be more content.
Oh, well, I love all those kind of games, too. Not all that good at fighting games, but...
We're going to have to play some Street Fighter. Humiliation.
The computer beats my ass.
on the highest difficulty they're rough, but I don't know.
I don't remember what setting I had on it last. It had been so long I just sat down with it. I was like, oh my god.
Yeah, I haven't played in a long time. I need to start working out again on it though. I need to go through my training again. Because the anniversary edition's coming out of Street Fighter over Xbox Live and shit. Oh man, I can't wait.
Are they updating the graphics really?
No, I think it's the old graphics, but who cares? It's still fun shit, you know? I mean, the one I have now, whatever one that is, Capcom versus SNK2, the graphics are pretty bad still, but I mean, it's still a great game.
I like Super Nintendo graphics and even Genesis graphics better than most PlayStation
games. Yeah, but you know what, on this TV, being that, like, that it's not like a 13-inch TV that I'm playing Super Nintendo games on, you know, like, it's big, you notice, you know, more.
Yeah.
You notice it. Really. And on Wolf's TV, that monster one, it looks horrible.
Really?
Yeah, it looks like shit. Even Dead or Alive didn't look so good on that TV. It was very pixely on it. Yeah, I don't know what I don't know. He even has component cables, but it didn't look that. It looked like crap. It's weird.
Is it a component television?
His takes everything. So does this one. But his is that high def, widescreen shit, and it looked like ass. I don't know. Anyway.
I wonder if it's because it wasn't set up for that.
That's what I thought, but we sat there one day for like an hour going through, and it just looked like crap. So,
huh.
I mean, but it's an old game. It's all blocky and pixelated and stuff. But like that Dead or Alive volleyball one shouldn't have looked bad, and it didn't look very good at all. I think it's just too big. Like, you just notice it more because it's huge. And you're right up on the screen. Did you see those shots this morning of Dead or Alive Extreme?
Yeah.
Holy shit. But again, dude, you know the game sucks. You know, the controls are just the same, the moves are just the same. I know it's a bad game.
It's all about the jiggly.
The graphics are outstanding. And you know what? They had some fat uniforms in there. Some of the outfits they were wearing were awesome. You know, I mean, it's like, damn, why can't they throw this kind of graphics on a good game?
Like, how many people who bought DOA Volleyball wanted to play volleyball?
Yeah, and let alone get all involved in the acquiring the presents and the gifts and all that.
Yeah. No.
No. All they wanted was the cheat for
chicks
that.
Jumping around.
Yep, and all they wanted was the cheat code for the Venus suit. Like the one that's like two stamps and a little block of paper and like a shoelace. Crazy. Anyway. On to RPGs, and the crazy thing about this RPG list here is I think I cheated when we came to PC games, though. No, I didn't. Maybe it was the PS2 games. Like, I left two out, so my count might be off now. But I kind of did it from least to most, and this is going to blow people's minds. See if everybody can follow along here and see where I go with this. Now think of all your current gaming platforms in your head, okay, with me. Game Boy, you know, where everybody's playing on the PC and the Xbox and the Cube and the PS2. Think of all that, and I bet you can tell me the order. You know, we got PS2 on the end with the huge rolling, right?
Right.
And I was actually at a loss for what would have the least.
GameCube.
See, well, actually, that's second to the Game Boy. That was, yeah. I, for some reason, thought the Game Boy would have more coming out, but they simply don't. And I looked, and this wasn't like extensive hours and hours of research, so I know I missed some games, but I got a lot of games here. For the Game Boy Advance, though, I couldn't find a damn thing that was coming out. There's only one thing I thought, and I couldn't even read the site, so I don't know. I can't tell if it's out or if it's not coming to the U.S. It was a new Shining Force game. There's already two, though, so it might have been one of those, but I thought it was like a third one. I couldn't tell if it was coming to the U.S. or not.
There's Japanese or something?
Yeah. So, and everything else was JP Onere or Pokemon. So it's like the Game Boy Advance kind of screwed now. I mean, there's some good games out now, though, and I'm sitting on a few. Lufia, Lunar, the other two Shining Forces, even Golden Sun is entertaining to some people. I didn't like the second one, though. But
I never played the second one. The first one.
Lunar. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm the first one I liked, the second one I didn't like, so I don't know. I don't know. That's probably why they didn't make a third. I don't think it was that great of a game. But still, I think the game was getting kind of screwed. I'm sure there's a game or two I'm missing. Okay, but from what I just happened to see in the time I did spend, and I actually spent some time looking up this list, because there's shit I've never even heard of on here, which is really exciting to me, because some of it I'm really looking forward to now. Moving on to the GameCube, obviously we have
they're getting some heavy hitters.
They are, but not that many. We've got, as far as role-playing games, remember, we're only focusing...
Aside from the two that are coming out, since they've been out? Nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing.
Which is the point of this list, too, by the way. Wait till you see what happens in the ending. What was the one? Baiten Kaitos or whatever it's called?
Yeah, Baiten Kaitos, whatever. Something like that.
Yeah,
I think it looks pretty interesting.
Yeah?
I do.
This uses some kind of a card system, too.
Right, but it's not like Magic the Gathering.
Yeah.
Basically, you
get...
I think
it's more like that card, or whatever the hell it's called, like the Phantasy Star 3 one.
I don't know.
I'm dying to check it out, man. But you know what I want is a real Phantasy Star. I don't want this online crap. I want to play another Phantasy Star, like Phantasy Star 5, single player. I want to play something like that.
But basically, you get a set of cards that come out from your deck... And you choose them. You try to match up like poker, like two of a kind or straight.
Oh, really?
With the numbers, and that makes more powerful stuff. And there's some other weird stuff that I don't quite grasp yet because there's not a whole lot of information out.
Huh.
But the guy I was reading an interview or watching an interview or something, and he made a very big point to say that instead of strategy being a semi-important thing towards the middle, and then you get so powerful that it just doesn't matter, just throw things out. They tried very hard to make the strategy ramp up.
Wow.
So that by the end, it's all about the strategy and not about how powerful you are.
That is awesome. I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I assumed it was more like the Magic where you got a card that says I kick your ass for 5 points of damage. I have a card that does 4 points of wind damage.
No, they're cards that this is a sword attack and this is a fire attack and this is two and this is one, so they go together and you throw it out.
That's pretty cool.
And
I'm gonna have to look more into that because at first when I first saw it, I was all excited. And then when I learned more about it, I didn't care two shits for it at all. I didn't care at all. I was like, this looks so dumb. But that sounds cool.
Yeah, especially if they really work on the strategy ramping up.
Yeah.
One of the worst things about Final Fantasy, as much as I really like Final Fantasy, especially the world. Okay. Anyway, you get to a point where it's just all about throwing out your biggest stuff and you get two shits less about what's going on strategy-wise. You're just slapping that attack button.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, my white mage can cast holy now. Cast your holy until you drain MP. There's just no strategy in it towards the end of the game.
Until you get like a boss fight.
Yeah.
But that's it.
And even then, it's...
Really? Damn.
There's some strategy involved. Okay, you know that pretty soon he's going to do some kind of move, and so you got to do something against it.
Yeah, okay. I wanted to cut you off. What happened this weekend? I was hoping that was your excuse for not playing Final Fantasy all this week.
It was not.
You didn't like it?
No, I haven't really had time. I'd be in Final Fantasy if I had time. I've been working my ass off, and then there's just other stuff going on.
The other one was Tales of Symphonia.
Which looks absolutely killer.
It does look pretty badass. It's coming out, like, tomorrow.
Yeah.
Should be today,
though. Should be today, but we don't have it.
Yeah. It takes a while to ship that
stuff out. I'm sure, like, L.A. and San Diego and New York all have it.
Yeah, all the big places. But you ship crap out to the desert here where nobody wants to go. It takes a while. So, yeah, tomorrow you're going to be calling in sick to work. I can see this for, like, a week. Dude, I can't make it. I'm dying. I've got EXPitis. I can't stop. My thumbs hurt. The website for that, by the way, is tales.namco.com. N-A-M-C-O.com. But that looks incredible.
It does. Right?
That's a heavy hitter, I think, for the GameCube.
I certainly hope so.
Yeah.
Because I really hope that some of the style of this game leeches out into some other RPGs.
I have some good news for you once we hit the PS2 section.
Okay.
But, about that. But, one thing to note is that the PS2 version is not coming here of this.
No.
So, yeah, it actually took me a while.
It's Japanese only.
JP Onry! Sorry, I'm so tired of hearing that on Final Fantasy. I'm going to strangle these guys. But, yeah, it's not going to be released out here.
And
so,
that's
good,
because,
I think, for the GameCube, though,
that's
here.
Because Nintendo pushed...
What the fuck is going on? It's Grand Theft Auto!
It's because Nintendo pushed really hard with Namco to keep it only, because, obviously, this is a big... industry.
Big game, big release.
Big market. Mm-hmm. The America.
Yeah.
And they're trying to put role playing games on the Cube. And so we only get the GameCube version. And there's actually more to the PS2 version.
Is there? Yeah, there was some kind of like a special version, huh?
Yeah.
Well,
I don't think there's a whole lot to it, but that happens a lot with JP games.
I know.
They take shit out.
I know.
I don't know why they take
shit
out.
Yeah, they change a lot of our stuff, too. Well, that's because they think we're a more fragile market, too. You know, you notice they'll take out, like, the Nazi symbols in our version of mm-hmm. games, but not, like, in the Japanese version of the games, you know? And they'll take out, like certain sentences that are offensive and scenes from Xenosaga that they think are offensive don't make
really?
It over here. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Sucks.
Yeah, we get screwed.
Also,
even Lost Who Sells missing stuff.
Really?
Yep.
RPGs, a lot of time, they cut out some of the higher content. The stuff that's after the final boss. The stuff that you have to really work at getting.
Oh, there's one we forgot for the Game Boy Advance. Final Fantasy Remakes.
Right.
Speaking of stuff they cut out that we get to play, finally, that's going to be in the remake.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're going to put some of that stuff in Final
Fantasy
1. They
always
one.
Do that with Final Fantasy. I don't know what Square's problem is.
Square, they hate Americans, I'm convinced. I swear to God.
They have to send it here because they need the money.
Spend 5 minutes in Final Fantasy XI and tell me they don't hate Americans. I swear to God, that's what it is. Anything they can do to punish us.
Yeah, out of 10, they took out a huge section.
Really?
Yeah, you can fight basically prime versions of all the
avatars. Yeah.
And they're like super burly, way burlier than
the
final boss
version. Huh?
We can't do it in our version.
So lame. GameCube is also getting one of their own, Paper Mario 2, which you had me watching video of before. Remember, and I was just like, dude, you gotta be kidding me.
I've heard good things.
Well, you know, I went and looked and checked it out myself, spent a little time reading about it. It sounded pretty cool. You know, like, it just, I can't quite envision the gameplay. You just, like, run around some kind of a map, and then when you go to a fight, though, you're on a stage, and you're doing things to, like, your battles with these creatures don't sound stat-based like an RPG, though. They sound more like timing-based, because they're talking about, like, jumping at just the right time, and then hit your hammer button at just the right time, and you do extra damage, and then
That's like Super Mario RPG. Did you ever play that for the Super Nintendo?
No.
What happens is you go in, you attack once, and then if you continue timing your attack properly, you will continue to attack doing more and more damage.
Oh, okay. That's kind of cool.
It's still stat-based, but it adds a timing element. It adds some kind of action. You're not just pressing attack and seeing what happens.
Nice. That's cool. That's pretty cool, because it keeps you... How many of these RPGs have you played that you're fully enjoying and loving, but, like, the combat comes down to where you're, like, you know, mash and attack, and you're going to kill them.
And that's what I'm saying about the strategy.
Yeah, exactly. That's pretty cool that you can, like, really... ramp this up if you're on the ball, you know.
Yeah.
Hell, it happens in Final Fantasy XI. You just gotta space out and swing for a while. Whatever. You know? So, I don't know. It seems pretty neat. There was also something about that there's, like, at the end of each, like, major level or something, you can play as Bowser in, like a Super Mario Brothers, like old school Super Mario Brothers style side scrolling.
The video I was watching had that.
That's like a bonus level, apparently. You get to play as Bowser, you can jump and you can breathe fire and stuff, and I guess the point of those levels, it's a bonus level, is to just complete it as fast as possible.
You just destroy stuff. Yeah. Bowser was just running straight through blocks.
And he looked like he got huge, too. Wasn't he like eating stuff and getting bigger? Like he was filling up the whole screen. It was cool. Looked pretty neat. I don't know. It looked like it would really be entertaining and keep your interest is what it was. That's what I think got me about it. And the graphics, though, cel-shaded, right? It sure looked damn cel-shaded or really close. If they weren't cel-shaded, they were convincing pixels because it wasn't all burly 3D looking.
No,
but
it's paper. It's like drawn. And so it very well might be cel-shaded.
Yeah, I bet it is then. Because from the screenshots, I didn't see that many. It was kind of hard to tell in some of the pictures.
I'm liking cel-shading in the proper application.
Oh, yeah. Look at Tales of Symphonia. It looks freaking amazing. And then you got Wind Waker on the other side of that scale. And you're just,
there's some things in Wind Waker that are amazing.
There's some damn good looking stuff.
Like those pig things with the fringe on their spears.
Those guys are cool. Yeah. I mean, there's some neat stuff. Even some of the levels were cool.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, like the fire levels with like the lava one. Minus the fire itself, which I thought was pretty lame. The way the smoke, like, and the fire would coil it. But, like, everything else, I thought they did a decent job. But, like, the characters were horrible.
Yeah.
You know?
But they're getting a lot better. Their use of cel shading is getting a lot better.
It's too bad they had to ruin a Zelda game to figure it out. Lord of the Rings, The Third Age. This is actually an RPG coming out for all three systems. It's an RPG that spans the three books.
Interesting.
Yeah, should be pretty interesting.
Not the MMORPG.
No, not that. I specifically tried to leave off most MMORPG stuff off this list. Because the order I did it, PC games came last, and once I hit PC games, it was like every game I saw was an MMORPG. Mm. Here I thought, oh wow, dude, oh my god, it's going to be so awesome to be a PC RPG player. What was I wrong when I started reading through these? You know, when I had lists and piles and 150 websites open, and I'm reading and I'm reading. And then I realized almost every one of them was an MMORPG. It was disgusting. I was like, this is lame. So
these developers are not very bright.
No, they're not. I mean, you don't saturate the market that fragile as it is. I mean, you're going to lose so much money. So dumb. But that brings us right into PC, who I really thought was going to blow everything else out of the water.
Did we do PS2?
No, because we're going in from least to most.
Oh, right.
So PCs come next, just above the GameCube. So that doesn't bode well for PC, for single-player RPG.
Right.
Okay, because I threw out 99% of some of the MMORPG stuff managed to make it on this list only because I didn't realize it was awful, just insane, overboard, until I got to the PC section. If I mention it, just kick my ass because I forgot to take it out. But as far as the PC goes, we've got like a borderline one here, like borderline first-person shooter to an RPG, and I threw it in the category because of it sounds like, I mean, the first one was totally RPG, Vampire the Masquerade Bloodlines.
Right.
This uses a modified Half-Life 2 engine, which everybody knows is a first-person shooter.
Right.
So you play like that, but you're able to switch to third-person view for a lot of things in this, so, you know, you're not totally locked down to the first-person. Most of your running around and stuff is first-person, though.
Right.
But it's
a lot more action-y than the first one was, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. A lot more action-y. A lot more run-and-gun type stuff, it seemed like. But you are in an Oakleyan, non-linear world that takes place in modern-day L.A. The coolest part, I thought, was that you can, like, make your own dude. Like you roll your guy.
Which is awesome.
Which is way awesome. Because look at Tales of Symphonia. You don't do that. You get your party.
Well, yeah, because that's because it's all about...
Yeah, their story and all that shit, but it's like a few tweaks to the story, you can adjust it to where you can make your own guys. I mean, look at how awesome something like Baldur's Gate is. Why? Because I can make my own dudes.
Mm-hmm.
I can take them through this adventure. It doesn't matter what I want. If I want five wizards, you know, and there's a poor bastard warrior to deal with it, I could do that. You know, I could do that. I could go out and blow shit up all I wanted to, you know. If I wanted five warriors and a cleric, I could do that. If I wanted a team of thieves, I could do that. You know, it's hard for
me. Which is an awesome thing.
Yeah.
But it also has its place.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
There's nothing wrong with the RPGs that are set for storyline.
Nope, there's not. Because
they're all very geared for each other.
Yeah. I mean, but look,
balance.
At first I'd think no, but then you'd look at something like, to me, the ultimate game being something like Final Fantasy VI. That's set
you got your guys. Mm-hmm. But you can pick your party, though. Because you've got like 30 dudes and you can only bring a few with you.
And most of them you can.
You know, a lot of these you can, but a lot of these you can't. A lot of them you can't. You're stuck to the dude that you get.
Which is no good. You need choice. And I think so.
I think you definitely need choice. You know, it really brings you into the game.
Even if it's just choosing which guy are you going to take in this party.
Yeah.
For this area.
Even, what was that game, Sword of Mana, for the Game Boy Advance that they just released?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you only got one dude, and you pick up the occasional retarded guy. The AI was horrible to ruin that game. But you get to pick if you want to play the guy or the chick. And it did change the game, you know, which I thought was, like, insanely cool. You know, I mean, that was so nice to be able to, you know, have a little choice in this. You know, it just, it puts you in a little bit better. Like, and, you know, you just become involved now. I'm at a choice in this world. I'm going to have to see what happens with this guy that I've made, you know, what happens and who I picked and what I chose to do. I thought
it was Which cool. is where PC RPGs come in handy. Because that's where you get to see a lot of that.
Yeah.
Because they have the hard drive space, they have all kinds of different stuff to do that sort of
thing. Yeah, the storage capacity is a huge thing, but why doesn't the Xbox capitalize on their ability to do that? You know, hammer out some games like that that people want to play and just be like, oh, this would be amazing, but they don't. They give us crap like Baldur's Gate Dark Alliance, which is a fun game, but you got three dudes to pick from. Champions of Norrath comes along for the PS2 and blows its doors off. It's like five times the game Baldur's Gate is. No hard drive on that. You know, how the hell did they drop that ball, you know? But, this Vampire Mask, it sounds so good. Every time I read about it, every time I see another picture, I really want to play it more and more and more.
I haven't seen it in a very long time.
It looks pretty good. It looks pretty good. Nothing outstanding yet, but the screenshots I've seen are real small.
In fact, the last time I heard about it, it was barely more than a rumor.
Mm.
And there was like no screenshots, and it was just like, this is going to be kind of FPS, RPG sort of thing. And I was all excited about it, though, because I used to play Vampire the Masquerade.
Yeah, see? I mean, right there, you know? So you better be able to make your guy. Because you know about how it works. Why shouldn't you be able to make your guy? Playing Baldur's Gate, for me, I jump in and I go, wait a minute, I can't make a thief. I can't make a wizard. I have to play an archer, a warrior, or this sorceress chick.
Mm-hmm.
Are you fucking kidding me? You know, that kind of sucks to me. Dude, you get to make your guy in this first-person action RPG here. And the cool thing, I mean, you got stats and everything. I mean, just like you're playing friggin' Vampire, right? Like the pen and paper.
Right.
And you can also pick your clan affiliation, which is cool. Because as I'm reading this, I'm going, oh, man, if I could pick my... Because I like the Malkavians. I love those. Not everybody knows. They're like lunatics.
Right.
They're crazy.
Right, they're
wacky. You know, they're
the dark gift has screwed their fragile little minds.
they're lunatics. They're crazy. And I actually had to cut out this part because it was so. Oh, this was from an IGN review of it or a preview or something. It said another interesting bit about the crazed Malkavians is that they can have that they will have completely separate and often more disjointed conversation trees than the other clans. And these responses will have crazy font associated with them, so you know when you're picking the most insane comeback possible. That sounds so awesome to me. I loved playing those guys when I was playing Jahab, the card game. That's what I played, and that's my only experience with Vampire. And I loved them, you know? So I was like, oh my god, I could make, you know, my hero from the card game, you know, this guy, Sylvester Sin. He had all the obfuscation and stuff like that too, but he had, maybe he had mastery in the animal one. Or
right.
Whatever it's called. I can't remember what it's called. The Gangrel have it. They're the masters with the...
Right.
What the hell is it called? Damn, it's been a while.
So long.
Whatever it was. He had
the pets at home still.
Nobody else had that in the Malkavians. He was the only one in the game who could have some kind of pets and stuff like that. So it's like, playing that guy was awesome. You'd have a troop rolling out with him, you know? It's like, this guy rules. I could totally make that guy and play that, you know? That would be awesome. So I'm really looking forward to that. In the PC... Oh, see, here we go. I'm not even going to mention it, because it's an MMORPG. Skipping that, Star Wars, Knights of the Old Republic 2. The Sith Lords coming out for the PC. And another big, you know, RPG. It may... We don't know yet if it's going to be awesome, it's going to suck. Looks like, what did you say before?
It is a different developer.
But it looks like they're using the same engine and all that crap, though, right?
Yeah.
That could be good or bad.
90% of the same as far as gameplay.
Yeah, well, hopefully the story makes up for it. That's all we can hope. You know those Star Wars fanatics are going to go buy it either way. I gotta have it. Gotta get my fix. Dragon Age. This one's brand new. This is not very far along. Made by BioWare, I guess. Or at least remains of or something anyway. Or at least where they went to. Something. I don't know. I didn't write it down. but you can make your whole party, and this sounds to me like the natural progression of Baldur's Gate, the PC ones.
Right.
Okay, this sounds like the next step. This sounds like if they would have kept at it, this is what we would have had after Neverwinter Nights. This is why I'm really hyped up about this. It, I mean, the graphics, they look kick-ass. And brand new engine, I mean, it's fully redone. You know, it's not based on that world, though. You know, the Dungeons and Dragons license or any of that. They don't have that anymore.
Right.
So this is, I mean, it's going to have fairies and elves and fucking dwarves and shit.
In all honesty, that's just a name.
It is, it is.
Because they can still use all the rules without saying they're doing it.
Yeah, you know, exactly. But to me, I like, I don't know, I just like seeing it. I just like knowing, because I associate it with it, I know. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it if they don't, as long as they make it somewhat familiar to me. You know, I don't want to see an orc out there, you know, maining mages because they're the best mages in the game. You know, what the fuck would that be all about? It would just seem weird, you know? I mean, yeah. There's nothing wrong with it, I guess. It could happen, whatever. Mutation. You know, but I just don't see it. You're just not used to that kind of thing, you know.
Right.
But it sounds pretty cool. Not even screenshots are available yet, though. This one's a ways away.
Yeah.
But it was just something that came up on the thing when I was out digging around. Dungeon Siege 2, November 4th. A lot of people love this game.
A lot of people do.
I didn't get it.
Me neither at all.
I didn't follow this game for shit.
You walk around on a path, you set up what they're gonna do when they fight, you send them in and watch. I mean, that
only bothers me to a point, because in Baldur's Gate you can pause it and tell your guys what else to do. It's hard to control six guys.
Yeah.
This, I only think I ever had one or two dudes in my party at a time.
Dungeon Siege, I think you can only have two.
Okay. Maybe, I don't know. I didn't play it very long.
I didn't either. I couldn't.
I'm pretty sure I only had one person, really. I'm pretty sure. But I think at some point I picked up some guy and had to take him somewhere, maybe. Maybe that's what I'm thinking of. It was a long time ago. I didn't like it. I didn't like it because I'm walking down this path, the same path, constantly. You can only go here. Okay, well, then I go there. I walk down this path, and shit materializes around you. That bothers me. That I do not like at all. Like, you're just standing there, and poof, you're surrounded. Oh, no! Wait, how the fuck did that happen? You know, that's stupid. Okay? But a lot of people liked it. I'm sure it's going to do just fine, you know? There was an expansion pack out, too, for that, wasn't there? The first one, yeah.
And if you didn't have it, you could, it would come with the full game, too. You could buy the new with the full game.
That's pretty cool. I like when they do that.
I never saw just the expansion pack, which kind of sucks for people who already have it, because then what are you going to spend more because you have to buy the full game again?
Huh, that's kind of dick.
Maybe I just wasn't looking very closely, because like I said, the game never really enjoyed it very much.
Yeah. Fallout. Working on Fallout, new Fallout 3, I guess. That's gonna go over huge.
Oh yeah.
1 and 2 were just incredible games. Everybody's looking forward to those. Finally, Fallout 3 was, you know, officially, okay, yeah, we're working on it, you know. We're gonna go ahead and carry this out. I don't think it's the same people, though. I don't think it's like the same crew working on it, so.
Well, it was a long time ago.
Yeah, they're probably all dead and old and crusty and homes now, hanging out with Elvis. Freedom Force versus the Third Reich. What the fuck? Freedom Force, remember this was the comic book one?
No.
This was a comic, this was like you were superheroes and shit, and it was actually a pretty cool game. I guess they ran out of ideas or something. They couldn't think of like a more badass superhero to fight, so they
fell back on the Nazis.
On the Nazis, yeah! What the hell? I don't know.
When in doubt,
yeah.
With the Nazis.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, it seems to work for a lot of things, you know? We got a Blood Rain 2 coming out even. Got me, but now we got superheroes versus superhuman Nazis. Good luck. They got 25 to 30 new heroes coming out for this like different dudes you can pick from in your party. Kind of cool. I don't know. Hunter loved it. He said it was a great game. So I'm sure this will be just fine. And here's one called Phase Exodus. It takes place in post-apocalyptic Russia. So like today.
Right.
I guess there's something about, like, they created, like, the ultimate super weapon, and it was set to go off, like, 30 years or something after Russia was taken over by some crazy thing where it's gonna, like, blow itself up because they were taken over. Shit fell apart, you know. Shit happened. There's a bomb. You gotta save the, you know, world. Because Russia was, you know, I got the bigger weapon. You know, so whatever.
30 years later.
But yeah. whatever.
Why Stalin would put a 30-year timer on a bomb, I'll never know. But
yeah, maybe they'll forget about it, and then just one day. Wouldn't that be a rude awakening, though, one day? What the hell? Oh, I forgot about that. Shit. That sucked. So, and believe it or not,
that was all I could come up with for PC games. They were like anytime, anywhere near sooner than that. There was one or two that were way out there.
Mm-hmm.
There's just not a whole lot of good stuff coming up.
Well, in any genre, really.
You know, well,
aside from MMORPGs.
Yeah, there's
and
a million
FPSs.
Of them. Yeah, yeah.
There's not a
whole
lot. What are
you looking for real-time strategy? I'll give you one guess. What is everybody waiting for? StarCraft 2.
Oh, is that a go?
That's the one. Yeah, well, they're waiting for Ghost. After Ghost, they're going to work on, at least as far as we know, they've got World of Warcraft, Ghost, and StarCraft 2.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything about StarCraft 2 actually being a green light.
I don't think they admit to it, but this is what everybody wants. Everybody knows it's coming. It's a no-brainer. It's going to happen, but when? And this is what everybody wants to see. The New Age Empires, what was it called? Age of Mythology? Sucked ass. That game was horrible. You know? You know what would be cool? An expansion pack, another expansion pack for Warcraft 3. I could definitely plunk down another $25. I don't think I could see me paying 30, but
have they done more than one expansion for any RTS of theirs?
God damn it. I don't think so. What's that one for Warcraft 2 called? Dark Portal or
something like that. There was only one. Brood War for StarCraft.
Brood War. Huh. Well, it's due time. That's what I'm saying. I want something new. You know, because there's none of these RTSs look any good. What about turn-based strategy? Nothing out there looks anything, nothing looks even worth looking at except for Heroes 5, which is like, it was just, okay, 3DO went under, they had their asses kicked, Ubisoft bought the Might and Magic license, and they're working on Heroes 5, but they haven't, like, done anything yet. The only screenshots that you can find are two pictures, one of the Necropolis and one of the Phoenix, which were out when 3DO owned them still, had them, and was out, you know? They haven't done anything yet. They haven't said anything. They haven't teased us with anything yet, you know?
They bought the license and haven't done anything with it yet?
They're going to, and they've been working on it. They haven't... What they're doing, they're getting in touch with the community, because Heroes 4 was a bomb. It was horrible. Nobody liked it. I mean, it was just bad. So, from what I've seen, though, is that they're actually going to forums and message boards and talking to people about it, which is awesome.
Because
that's fucking cool.
The people are the experts.
Exactly. Yeah. Talk to the gamers. They'll tell you what they want. Don't think, hey, this is a good idea.
Especially when you're a suit.
Exactly. Yeah. You're right.
I hadn't played video games since Pong.
You're right. That's exactly the problem. You know? Listen to what we're saying. We'll tell you what we want. I'll tell you what I want. I'll tell you right now the number one thing I want. I know without even thinking. Right now, it's configurable controls. No question.
Console game.
Let me reverse the fucking camera. Let me set my fucking OK button to the first one that my thumb is going to hit and the cancel one to the right of that.
Yeah.
You know, let me set up my fucking controls and we'll get along famously together. I promise you this, okay? It'll be a lot better for both of us. Trust me. Just listen. The words have been spoken.
And it's not tough.
It's
just
not
to throw in a configuration tool.
It's not. They're just lazy at this point.
That's like 45 minutes where the programming was.
Yeah. It's even that, because most of it, I just want to be able to change the option.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's not like they have to redo anything. They just add, okay, well, then let me set it.
Throw in like four options if you want to.
Even that. Because with a camera, they got reverse and normal. That's all I'm asking for, really. My biggest problem is camera followed. Well, I don't know. That's a tough one because I get some pretty bad controls, too. Just throw them in together. Cameras and controls. Let me configure. It's all the same thing. Let me control the controls. Now, here's the interesting part of my list. We've covered the Game Boy Advance. We've covered the GameCube. We've covered the PC. And who comes last in the list of the most RPGs that I could find in the immediate future?
So it's the Xbox?
The Xbox comes last. They had the biggest list of cool shit to play that I could find coming out, which blew my mind.
It would be weirder if it was GameCube.
It would be much weirder, but think about how picked on. Think about how picked on Xbox gets from their lack of RPGs.
Yeah.
And then suddenly, I'm looking, I find like 10 games, 10 RPGs that were coming out. Maybe more than that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Wow.
12. Okay. For the PC alone, there is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 that I can find. Now, I know there's other stuff being worked on. Some I'm sure there's like one or two ultra mega popular that I totally just forgot about, you know. And then I'm sure there's a bunch of ones that just are no bunch of, you know, whatever, nobody's ever heard of it, but they're still coming out. Why don't you put them on your list? Okay, I don't know. I just grabbed the first things I could find.
Right.
You know, which was actually pretty extensive to come up with a list this long. But moving on to PS2, who already has a lot of RPGs, though. Okay, this doesn't, you know, this is by no means, oh, the Xbox is king of RPGs. This is just, you know, from right now till, you know, pretty soon, the Xbox has got some stuff coming out to look forward to, you know, in the RPG arena.
Which sucks, because it's the one I don't have. And there's already a couple games that I really wish I could play.
Some of these are stretched, though. Some of these you're going to go, well, that's not a real RPG, though. So, but I mean, they're close. Okay, so bear with me, though. You're still better off with what you have. The PS2, though, we start out with, I think, the heaviest hitter, Xenosaga Episode 2.
Well, definitely. I don't know what else is on that list, but that's out of the way.
It doesn't really matter either, because that's the one that I care about the most. Next two, there's actually two others that are actually pretty cool. And one, you're going to be blown away. Remember I said I had something to say?
Mm.
Okay, yeah, Xenosaga 2, Beyond Good and Evil, February 2005. We got some days to go, though.
Yeah, but 2005 is going to be a good year.
Yes, it is. There's going to be some good shit out. And, you know, I think the second one is out in Japan already, of course.
Of course.
JP Honoré! They're getting Lord of the Rings, the Third Age. They're getting that, too. This is for all the consoles.
Why are they getting that first?
What?
They're getting... Oh, no, PlayStation is.
Xenosaga Episode 2 is out in Japan already. We're getting it February 2005. End of Xenosaga. Lord of the Rings, Third Age is coming up for all three, I imagine, at the same time.
Right.
I imagine the date I had for that was... I didn't write it down.
I thought you were saying that...
November 1st.
Japan was getting Lord of the Rings.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah. That's it. I quit.
I'm moving.
Yeah. That's the straw right there. No, yeah, they're all getting that. And I think the date for all of them, I think. I don't know. I know at least the Xbox One is November 1st. Other than that, here's one straight out of Japan. Digital Devil Saga Avatar Tuner. This
okay.
was showed at E3. Yeah, some crazy Japanese game. You get to control five dudes, though. And your characters can turn into demons, which is kind of cool. Now, here's the coolest part. I guess, like Final Fantasy X, you're going to have to help me out here.
Okay.
There was some kind of a system that you could combine shit. It was a sphere system or something.
That's G10-2.
Oh, maybe that's not one. Maybe I wrote it down. Anyway, okay, you can mix and match up your abilities in this, though, as demons. Okay, you can... Like a blue mage in Final Fantasy, you can, like, take over enemies' moves and shit and that.
Right.
Okay? And you absorb their abilities in your demon forms, I guess, and you can combine and, like, arrange your abilities, like, what you have and what you can do and whatnot, to make, like, uber demon. So that's kind of cool, I think, because you can get pretty involved in like, the creation of your character. If you've got to see burlier creatures to get burlier powers.
Right.
You get pretty involved in, like, oh, I gotta go fight this thing. You know, I gotta go get this thing and take his power so I can make myself uber. You know, that's kind of cool. It's coming out by Atlas is releasing it too. You know, La Pucelle and those guys.
What was the name of this thing?
Fuck. Digital Devil Saga.
Oh.
Avatar Tuner.
Oh, there you go.
Digital Devil Saga. Yeah.
That's why they change Japanese names when it comes over
here. Because they suck to try to... They don't make any friggin' sense either half the time.
That one's a little better than some of them.
Oh, yeah. No, this one makes sense, and it's not too bad to say. But some of that crap... I mean, there's some I even skipped because I was like, yeah, right. this is JP Honoré. So, and I tried to keep U.S. games on this list, too. Because I actually run into a few later on that I found out were Japanese only. That's supposed to be out before Christmas. And it looks like the screens were half... Like, the cutscenes were, like, cel-shaded, which looked good, though. Like, they looked good, but the gameplay wasn't. Like, it was, like... It didn't look...
Huh.
Yeah, it was weird. Like, but it looked good. Anime-style, you know, scenes with a game that was more realistic-looking game, though. It looked pretty good. I mean, it really did. Here's another cool one. Wild Arms Alter Code F. This is, like, a remake of Wild Arms 1 on the PlayStation 1, coming out for PS2. This is a Western-themed anime-style... Final Fantasy XII, that had to make the list. But now's an appropriate time to cough. I'll even do it too. Final Fantasy XII. I don't have many hopes for it. I don't know. But listen to this. They gave it an online simulated feel is what I could get out of this. So it sounds like Dot Hack. I mean, they totally robbed Dot Hack. It takes place in the Final Fantasy Tactics Advance world, but has nothing to do with it.
Right.
Okay.
But that's why there's like bunny people running around and stuff like that.
I guess. They said it plays the combat similar. Wait, let's see. It plays the combat is similar to Dot Hack. And did you play that?
Dot Hack, yeah.
Okay, the combat was similar to Dot Hack. There's no random encounters. You see them up on the screen, and you run up and attack them.
Oh, is that what's similar about it though? Because Dot Hack is the combat. Nothing like Final Fantasy.
No. Final Fantasy now is it sounds like they're ripping off Dot Hack. It's simulated, like they try to give it that online feel without playing online.
Right.
They've got, they said, I don't know why, in the notes I wrote down, plays like Final Fantasy XI. I imagine you just wander around some huge world. Whatever, that sounds like most RPGs I've played.
Like Final Fantasy X, they had you in this tunnel the whole time.
Uh-huh, okay, so that's no good. And then combat similar to Dot Hack, and there's no random encounters, you see them on screen.
So it's a button mash?
It sounds like it's becoming, like an action RPG runaround. I don't know if this is a good move for them, but we'll see what happens.
I don't think it is either. They need to take a new direction.
You know, they definitely do.
But I think some of these other RPGs are taking much better directions than that, because that direction's already been taken. That's why I'm so excited about some of these that are coming out, is because they're trying new things. They're trying to move, so many of them are trying to move in new directions.
Yeah, and a big thing is combat.
Yeah.
I mean, like it or not, combat is a huge part of role-playing games.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and right away, the card system was a new thing. That's kind of cool. To me, playing, these massively multiplayer games, the combat there is night and fucking day from a single-player game. Because, all of a sudden you have, hate to control. And it's like, what the hell? That doesn't make any sense, and it takes a little getting used to it. And it's just like, wow, this is how it should be. That made a whole lot of sense to me. Like, once you figure it out, and once you understand what's going on,
right.
That is insanely cool. And in fact, I've gone back, I was playing Lunar the other day, and I'm like, why aren't they attacking my warrior? What the fuck is going on here? This sucks, they're going after my thief guy who's getting his ass beat. I was like, no, man, attack him, the warrior.
Right.
The main guy. And that's kind of cool, And then look at Grandian. They, I think, have one of the best combat systems. And their combat system's so good, they made a whole game that's basically fighting. It's called Grandia Extreme something. Grandia Extreme, I think. And it's all fighting. It's all about, because the combat system is that good. They just made a whole separate game that's not part of the role-playing end of it. And it's mainly focused on fighting. It's that good. It's cool.
Wow.
Yeah, that was all I had to say about Final Fantasy XII. Suikoden 4, we knew that was coming out. That's another big one I'm waiting for. This one, but this is what I don't like. It takes place 150 years before Suikoden 1. Why? Why?
Because prequels are big.
Dude, I get. Yeah, even Devil May Cry 3, before Devil May Cry 1 is where it takes place. You gotta be kidding me. Come on, just carry it on. Suikoden 4, four people in your party instead of six. It took out the combo system where, you could team up with the other guy, which I thought was, a staple of the Suikoden thing, It was just this is so cool. They tried to speed up the battle so you spend less time fighting, and most of it's based on your ship, which I guess is, your castle now, where you're probably going to have all your dudes at, and they're going to have ship-to-ship combat. So that should make for a change. Pray to God it doesn't turn out like Wind Waker.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to work, and when I come back, hopefully I'll have sailed to where I was supposed to be. let's see. Final Fantasy. I wrote it down on the PlayStation 2. Final Fantasy 11, Chains of Promethea expansion. Doesn't really count because I didn't want to count any more RPGs. Tales. Here's the one that I thought you'd find interesting. I couldn't figure out what this was though. I have a big question mark by it, but I saw it. Tales of Rebirth, coming out for the PS2. It's being a movie disc, I guess, is being released with the Japanese version of Tales of Symphonia for the PS2. So, you would be getting it right now, a disc showing a new game for the PS2 called Tales of, Rebirth. It almost sounds like a remake, and the graphics looked not as good as Tales of Symphonia. So it struck me as almost as a remake, but there was only, three screenshots.
So maybe it's Tales of Destiny 2, or?
I'm hoping. When they didn't release here, that's what I'm hoping. They just had to change the name, because we have a Tales of Destiny 2. They changed the names, and they got them out of order.
Well, the original name was Tales of Eternity. Yeah,
oh, was
Tales
that
of Destiny 2 was Tales of Eternity in Japan.
Ah. I didn't follow it, like, at all. So, I have no idea, but I know.
I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, it's whatever it is, I don't know, keep your eye out for it. It's called Tales of Rebirth. Not sure, but it was marked PS2, and I'm pretty sure it's coming here. So, that's why that's on the list. Shadow Hearts 2. This takes place in a real-world setting. It's called Shadow Hearts Covenant. It comes out September 4th. I know that if you order it, if you pre-order it from EB Games, it's $50, you get the first one with it.
Hmm.
Yeah, kind of cool.
That is a cool package.
Yeah, it actually looked pretty good. The graphics look pretty good. For a real-world RPG, though, that doesn't quite fly with me so well. But, I mean, the graphics were impressive. I don't know how the gameplay is, but, you know, it should look good. And it looked interesting, is what I guess I'm going for. Not that it looked good, because graphics, I mean, today mostly just look good. It looked interesting good.
Right.
You know, like, when I saw screenshots, when I think of a modern-day game, I think of, like, yeah, dude, like, I want to play some game where you're some poor, lame-ass cop in, you know, the middle of L.A., and, you know, it's, like, stupid, and there's no magic and swords and nothing cool. But this one, like, just their outfits they're running around in even looked interesting. Like, I was like, wow, this guy got it kind of cool, you know, what's going on here? Seemed kind of cool. And shit, maybe I should go look up a review of the first one, find out if it's worth it. I mean, if it's like a 7 or 8 game, it'd be worth it to order the second one and get the first one for free. September 4th is when that's supposed to come out, and Kingdom Hearts 2, September 5th. Kingdom Hearts, you know, the Disney
right.
and Square illegitimate child. Whatever was
Which
that.
I never really got into.
I don't know.
I tried.
Yeah.
And it just didn't work. A lot of people loved it. I think Wolf loved it.
He said it was just incredible. He couldn't stop playing it when he did play. A lot of listeners wrote in and told me to play it. That's why I own it. I bought it. They were like, you must play this game.
And I love the idea.
I don't.
Really?
I don't like the idea of Disney characters. No, I don't.
It's not so much the Disney characters as it's the combination of two totally unrelated
okay,
things
that's
to
cool.
do something different.
That's cool, but Disney, no. Sorry.
Well, that's why one of the reasons why I couldn't get into it.
Yeah, I bet, yeah. See, that doesn't fly with me. No way. Disney? Fuck you guys. Pick anything else. It's got to be better than Disney.
Michael Eisner.
Yeah. Screw him.
Almost as bad as Bill Gates.
I mean,
Almost.
Even if it was like the Smurfs,
it'd be, Smurfs rule,
it
would have
been cooler than Disney.
I would play that game until the day I died.
Dude,
Smurfs?
Hell yeah. Star Ocean 3.
Which looks, I haven't read a whole lot about it, but
me
I did read that you can play against somebody in RPG battle.
So
you
pretty cool. Your party versus my party.
Yeah.
You know, that sounds cool and all, but I've never managed to pull that off, even though you could do that in a couple games that Wolf and I both have. We've never done it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It sounds cool. It's like, you know what, okay, I was thinking about this the other day. Wait, let me finish this last one. The last one was The Champions of Norrath 2. I forgot the name of it was. Anyway, which is, I bet, going to be sick. If anything like the first one, they got a winner on their hands.
They're already
Seriously.
Doing the second one?
The first one's already down to $30. It's been out for a while. I didn't realize it had been out that long either.
Huh.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a fat game. I want it so bad. But the second one that's being worked on, I can't remember what it's called. I forgot. But it's Champions of Norrath 2.
Right.
It's called something else, though. But I was looking at... Yeah, we're getting close. I was looking at Mario Kart for the GameCube.
Uh-huh.
They have it in the break room. I'm sitting in there and a couple guys don't play. And they're playing two-player. Having the most fun two people can have in a small room, you know? I was like, wow. This is awesome. I even enjoyed watching it. One of the guys left. I didn't want to play. I had stuff to do. You know, I didn't want to play. So I was like, yeah, I gotta pretend to focus on work here. And then the guy started playing by himself, and it just didn't seem like half as much fun. And I thought to myself, that's why I don't own Mario Kart right there. I don't have anybody that I can sit there and play with all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you look at my list of games, and it's like, man, I used to... Toe Jam and Earl is still pretty fun single player, but it was twice as fun running around with my sister, you know, playing two-player at the same time, running around this huge world trying to collect these presents and not screw up, you know, and stuff like that. It was just a blast. Playing Mario Kart, trying to, you know, screw up your friend
mm-hmm.
is amazingly fun, you know? It's more fun than trying to beat the computer, which cheats, you know? God, I miss that. All right, on to... Moving on to the Xbox. You think Microsoft's been listening to gamers or something? Because somehow they made the end of my list here. With the most RPGs that I could find, they were coming out relatively soon, too. Which was a shock to me. I didn't expect this.
Yeah.
I did not expect this at all. The first one, which comes out immediately, within 7 days here, is Sudeki. Which we actually played.
Yeah.
which I was really, 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 really looking forward to. And after playing it, I don't know, it's... Well, for one, we know the camera sucks ass. The camera is bad. Okay, you don't have any up and down control either. You have a slight zoom in and a slight zoom out. You can't like rotate it up and like way above you or even on the floor. You can't move it around like you should. You can move it around like around you though. Okay, not up and down, but around you, right?
Right.
But it's backwards again. So you know, I want to look to my left, and I always want to look at the wall that's immediately to my right. You know, I'm like, and I have to take like the full tour. You know, I get so mad, so I just let the camera go all the way around to like get to the angle I want.
Right.
Which pisses me off to no end. Did you bring your Zelda? I want to play it your copy because you said your camera was different than mine.
Mine moves the camera, not your head.
See, mine was like I'd go to the right, and the camera would go to the right.
Right.
No. I want the you press right and it goes left.
Right, because you're moving the camera.
Because you're moving the camera. Mine wasn't like that. Because the whole time I fought with it.
Yeah, we were talking about it, and I checked. Double make sure I wasn't.
I want to see it, though, just to see if there's, like, just to compare your option screen to mine, just to see if there was, like, another option there. Because I remember what it looks like. And then how it feels, just to see. Because it doesn't work like that.
I did get mine rather late. I didn't even buy my GameCube until it was $99.
That's when I got mine.
Really?
Yeah.
And so that's when you got your Zelda?
Yeah. Yeah.
So we should have the same version.
Well, not necessarily. They could have shipped it one way to begin with, and I got an older one.
Mm.
Or you got an older one. And then a new batch came out, and one of us got a newer batch, and they decided to change things. I haven't heard about that anywhere, you know, like on a site or anything. I have never heard that, but mine did not work that way, because I constantly was fighting the damn camera the whole time. Anyway, also, it seemed really choppy. It seemed like, remember that first room we were in? And it was just like, enemies kept appearing out of thin air, and you're just fighting and fighting and fighting, but the combat wasn't very smooth either. You have a combo system, which is kind of cool, because it shows you the keys.
Right.
You know, like, as you're going, you can kind of keep an eye on it. You don't really need to, like, you don't have to stare at it to do the combo. You know, but you can kind of keep a glancing eye on it, you know, and then pretty soon you get the timing down. The switching between your characters was smooth. It was real smooth. You could set the AI for them. You know, you could tell them what to do. There was an option for them, the options thing. It seemed like there was a lot of cool shit, too, like your potions and your like, special moves and stuff. There was a lot of neat shit there.
Yeah.
The effects were cool, too. Like, you would do that. Remember that dragon thing?
That thing was cool.
Dude, that was badass, you know? It was just, like, so cool. But, like, the camera problems were driving me insane. There was a puzzle that we ran into in that, like, second room, which took, like, 10 minutes more than it should have taken to do. And the main problem with it was that because the camera wasn't, you know, because the camera should be seamless. It shouldn't be something that you have to stop and think about. It should just happen. I should move my thumb whichever direction I fucking want. It should go the direction I think it should go. I should be able to set that. I'm the player. I'm the one who's got to put up with this, so why can't I set it to be the way that I want it to be?
Yeah.
So that, you know, it doesn't interrupt my game.
Because I'm sure there's people who like it that way, where you turn the camera right and it goes, yeah. You look right.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people are used to that.
I don't understand it.
I don't understand it either. It doesn't make a damn lick of sense to me.
But I'm sure there's people who like it that way. Everyone should have the choice.
That's what it comes down to, is options. You know, as my buddy Inquisitor Kruger says, the number one thing in life is options. No matter what it is, options. Do I have options? No. You're fucked. It's useless. Fuck it. You know? And he's right. It's you don't have an option? What kind of shit is that? You know, this is bullshit. Okay? And he's dead right, because it breaks perfectly good games. This game looks really cool.
Oh, yeah. It looks like it's a blast.
I mean, beyond... And the choppiness went away after that first room.
It could have been a problem with the demo.
That's what I was thinking. It could have been a problem... Oh, the disc is what I was thinking. Could have been the disc.
Could have been the disc, could have been the demo, could have been any number of things that you would not have a problem with in the real game.
Yeah, it even could have been that it was loading the level of the hard drive as we were going.
Right.
And it was just choppy for right then. But it definitely wasn't very smooth. You know, the animation wasn't so hot on just walking around.
Mm.
During the fight, the combat and all that was slick. But it seemed like just walking around just looked a little funny. And the chick had huge feet, too. That really tripped me out. I mean, they make this hot, you know, model with monster feet. And you're just like, what the hell? It just didn't look right. I don't know.
She's a 7-foot-tall guy.
You know, yeah. That was the kind of feet she had. And she's supposed to be this petite little cutie, you know. And you're just like, what the hell? I mean, the characters were cool, too. You had the The fresh off boat guy. You had the warrior guy with the big sword. You had the sorceress chick with the staff that was shooting things.
That's a good point to put out that you have the melee guys and the ranged guys. If you're a ranged character, it's actually like an FPS.
Oh yeah, it was first person. That was weird.
And you actually aim and shoot.
But again, it's backwards. Because like, you know, like when I'm trying to aim and I'm just like, you know, I'm a half a second stick movement away from being zoned in on the guy, but because I would press it and I'd go the wrong way, I'd have to go the opposite way, and now it took me a second and a half, 2 seconds to get my aim on. That doesn't fly. That doesn't work in a game like this where you need to shoot things, you know, and be quick about it because they're killing you, you know. But they had a really cool system for your items, too. You know, this was straight from Zelda, though. You know, where you had, like, quick items. You assign your items to buttons, you know. But it worked really well on this.
Nothing wrong with stealing stuff from Zelda.
No, not if it worked. But that puzzle was ripped straight from every Zelda game I'd ever played. Move these blocks onto the buttons. Oh, my God. And they were even limited to the zone that you could move them. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
You could not just... You didn't have free brain movement over where you could push these blocks. It was just like Wind Waker, where it was, like, sectioned out.
Mm-hmm.
Where you could only move it... You know, within this little tiny area. I'm sure that's great because it makes it more difficult and puzzling, but it just takes a bit away from the realism, I thought. You know, I don't know. I didn't care for that too much. It took me way too long to do that stupid puzzle just to open the door, but it was mainly a camera thing. I wouldn't have had that problem otherwise. The buttons and the controls used to do that, though, like to get your guy up on it and to push the block was nothing. It was awesome. It was just like I walked up, I hit the button, boom, I was pushing, I was pulling, I was dragging, I was doing what I was supposed to do. I didn't figure out if you could set your moves, though, to a special key. One of the hotkeys. We had items.
Right.
But wouldn't it be cool if there was a move you kept using? If you could set it to one of the... That'd be pretty cool.
I don't know if... I think they want you to go into that slow motion...
menu thing, huh? Yeah, before you unleash the ass kick. Yeah.
And it's cool because when you click which one you want to use, it's still in slow motion and you can move like almost in real time.
Yeah.
While everybody else was still slow.
It was bullet time, people. Yeah, it was.
I really think...
But it wasn't like extended bullet time. It wasn't. Yeah, it didn't go for...
It's not excessive.
No, it went for like 3 seconds, remember? Because it didn't go long. Because it timed out on me. Remember when I missed that first shot? It timed out.
Right.
I mean, because I didn't realize that little bar was my meter. Remember that red glowing thing in the middle? I didn't realize that and I didn't know you could aim it up. The moves were cool. That dragon thing was the shit. That spinning kick thing kicked ass.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there was some really cool stuff. Everybody has their own unique moves. You've got armor, weapons, equipment, a bunch of different, you know, like potions and items and shit. You know, you've got a bunch of neat little things to play with. You've got, you know, everything you would think to look for in an RPG. Mm-hmm. It's all there. You know, it's all there. Experience points. You know, you're seeing the damage you're doing. They got hit point bars. It's a fantastic game.
I really think in an action RPG, when you're going into menu system, bullet time is a proper use. It's a proper use of bullet time.
It worked really well, yeah.
In Dot Hack, you put up the menu, and you can sit there for 3 years deciding what you want to do. This keeps a little bit of the action going while you're doing the menu.
Very little, though.
Well, very little.
Very little. I thought it was going to be faster than it was, and it was so slow. I was like, oh, I can take my sweet-ass time. And you can... For a little bit.
It still adds at least a little bit of urgency while you're doing the...
Yeah.
I think that maybe having the slowness a little less, like making it a little faster, would be better.
Yeah, I think so.
Because then you have to have a little more urgency.
Yeah.
But it was still something. It's that the action doesn't pause, and then you can take your sweet ass time.
Yeah, that doesn't feel right. Especially in a game like this, like Dot Hack, it doesn't feel right. I mean, you're in there. Dead stop. Hold on a second. I got to figure out what I need here. Okay, let's do this. Pick out one of these. Hit the button, and it's instant. You know, I mean, one of the things I thought that kind of annoyed me with Dot Hack was that you were basically invincible if you carried enough potions. You'd get to a certain point of hit points where you just hit your menu and hit the potion. Boom, you've got, you know, 500 more hit points.
Immediately hit that button again, do it again.
Yep, yeah. It was just like, okay, this is the boss battle. Okay, there's a good example. Now, you don't do that too much when you're fighting a normal guy. You don't get wiped. You just don't get your ass kicked that bad. Not all the time. Sometimes you do. But I remember the last boss of Dot Hack Infection. It was like slow motion. It was like he'd hit you once, pause, heal. Boom, I got hit again, pause, heal. Boom, pause, heal. Just that fast, though. I mean, it was stupid. It was dumb. It really took me out of the game. You know, it really was a poor application.
I tried to fight that boss twice, and both times ran out of potions, and I just went, enough? I don't care.
That's stupid. Yeah, it was
I'm not going through this battle again where I just spend the three-fourths of the time
in your menu. Yeah, I got lucky and beat him right away, but it took me forever, and I had a million potions, though, was all. You know, when I came out of the fight, I had like 12. Yeah, it was stupid. Yeah, it was just dumb. But in this, I mean, it keeps it going. There's a little bit of stuff happening. But I don't know, the game seems so cool. Seems so cool. The animation was good. The graphics were, I'd say an 8.5, 9. Because things were kind of blocky, some of the things.
They were good. They felt like they did feel like they should have been better.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, but they were not horrible by any means. No, I mean, it was totally playable. The only problem I had, I mean, even the controls were fine. My issue with that game was the slowness and the camera. I don't know what's going to happen with that. The game, you know, it must be gold. It'll be here in 7 days. You know, it'll be on shelves in 7 or 8 days. So they must
be not gold. They need to hurry their ass
hurry
up.
Yeah. But I mean. The camera. I can't play that. It's an action game. I need to be quick. I need to be fast about it. I need to be able to lock on to things when I need to. Or not lock on, but like to aim at things, you know, quickly. And
there was a lock-on system that you could invert.
Oh, that was like that auto-target kind of thing.
Right.
And it wasn't like you would lock on either. It was just like it would target a certain creature. Other than me just swing and hit whoever's nearby, it would swing at that guy. It was like auto. Auto aim. It wasn't like auto target. It wasn't like a lock or a target. It was an aim. So it didn't help me any though. I mean, it was surrounded by dudes in that one room swinging for my life.
Even if it did set you on that guy visually, it wouldn't have helped for the puzzles.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No. Not at all. It would have messed me up even more. You know, especially in that one room where it didn't look the same, and I'm looking at six different poles trying to figure out which one goes where. You know, and then whoosh, my camera would swing around. I'd be lost. Yeah, that wouldn't work. But overall, the game seemed pretty damn cool though. It really did.
We can hope that there's more options in.
I don't think there is.
Probably not, but you never know.
Yeah, because you know what? Did you remember I kept looking at the options menu trying to go up past the top and below past the bottom? Because there was arrows there. They were grayed out, but they were there.
Yeah.
So I don't know what that means. If maybe they're just there left over from the menus that something like the next menu overshowed your items, which is a huge list in scrolls. And they were just grayed out on that one, but I don't know. I pray to God I can control the camera somehow.
Might be worth renting to find out.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it would be worth renting to find out, because if they do have it, I would buy this game. I really would. It is pretty cool. I think I could definitely sit down and play this. Fable comes out September 13th. Heavy hitter here. This is one that's getting hyped to no end.
How did I miss this?
Fable, this is the one that's, you know, you chop a blade of grass and have to grow back. Not you zone over three screens.
Right.
And you take your character from a boy to a fucking man, and he looks different based on your choices, and everything that you choose to do makes some kind of effect on him.
Right.
You know,
right.
It's getting hyped like nobody's business. So I hope it lives up to it. You know, I don't think there's any way it can now. I mean, it's just, it's gone too far now. I mean, it's gotta like give you godlike powers in real life to be as good as they make it sound. But, you know, I really hope they do a decent enough job, because, I don't know, as long as they let me control the camera, I'll be a happy camper.
Or at least get it right.
Or at least have it that way to begin with. X-Men Legends. I didn't think an X-Men game would fall into an RPG category. Yet this one is, if I remember, it uses, oh no, it doesn't. Okay, it's kind of like, but it plays like Baldur's Gate Dark Alliance.
Okay.
So, you know, that's pretty cool. I mean, I'd like to change it up every now and again and use a guy that's, you know, superheroes instead of swords and sorcery once in a while. It's not, you know, and I could have sworn I saw Psylocke on a screenshot. She's badass. So that might be a cool game. That comes out October 5th. The Bard's Tale. Everybody knows Bard's Tale.
That's Xbox, not
this
PC?
This is the Xbox. Modified Champions of Norrath engine, though. So it must have been, like, ported over on top of all that.
Oh, so it's, I thought it was going to be, like, a real RPG.
No. This is more action RPG style with lots of humor. Comes out October 19th. You know? Xbox, though. What the hell? I mean, they're just hammering out some good... Now, here's one I'd never heard of, and this one got me all excited. This one tickled my fancy. This one did it to me. This was a game called The Roots.
Okay.
And the date on it was fall 2004. It wasn't even a screenshot I saw. It was like a drawing and a piece of art for the game.
Right.
And what I read, it just said this is the traditional RPG. Like, this is wizards and fucking swords and sorcery and demons and orcs and, you know, straight RPG. Which, if you ask me, is what I think the Xbox has needed for a while now. It's something that just gives us what we think of when you think of RPG. The first thing that pops into your head. We don't have a game like that. Hopefully this game called The Roots is going to do that for, you know, Xbox users and give us a traditional RPG. Something that I want to see. I want to play one. I'm looking forward to something like this. Of course, they get Lord of the Rings, The Third Age, that comes out November 4th. We've talked about that earlier in the show. Knights of the Old Republic 2, The Sith Lords, comes out winter 2004. Okay, we talked about that briefly in the PC section, you know. Right. It seems like same engine, mostly the same stuff. But, I mean, hey, this is still... Not everybody's a PC gamer, you know. Some people have just Xboxes at home or just consoles.
There's also nothing wrong with sticking with what works. To a point.
To a point.
Two is okay.
Two is just fine. It seems to be what I want most of the time. God, that game was fat. I want another. But after two, I'm like, man, they need to do something. You know, that's usually what happens to me.
And they are doing some things different.
Yeah. They're gonna, you know, they always add a little bit and stuff.
Like the prestige classes and stuff. Like
oh
that.
Yeah. You know, that'll be cool. You know, that'll be awesome.
Just a lot more force powers. A totally different
thank
story.
Thank God. Yeah, new story and whatnot. But same engine, same graphics. Should play mostly the same, though. Which is what people want, though, when they're looking for that game. You go too far and you break the game. Look at Heroes of Might and Magic 1, 2, 3 play the exact same. 4, they changed everything. Nobody likes it. Jeez. Well, that worked real well for you, you know. Renaissance, winter 2004. Third person, listen to this. Third person survival horror RPG. This sounds like Resident Evil taken to a RPG-ish level. And the first thing I thought of, though, when I saw it, was a little bit more like Eternal Darkness than anything else.
Mm.
You played that?
No.
Dude, that game's sick. GameCube. Check it out.
I've been told to.
It's awesome. $15, brand new. Can't go wrong.
There you go.
Yeah, it's $50 here in town, but Amazon's got it for $15. EB had it for $15.
It's amazing the differences in prices you can find. People look around.
Yeah, just take a peek.
Because you could be spending $50 on something that you could spend $15 on, like this.
I just saw it. $50 on a game crazy.
Yeah.
For Eternal Darkness, I got mine.
That place doesn't seem to knock down the prices very early.
No, they don't. But they do have some cool stuff there.
Yeah, but they do seem to hold on to those high prices for quite a while.
I wonder what they cater to, though. What most of their people are. Is it like parents bringing their kids in to rent movies, and they go, let's go look at the game, and they don't know.
I think their used game section seems to be a big part of their business.
Oh, yeah, that's true, too. Half the store is used games there, huh? More than half.
EB, the actual places, are starting to go that way, too.
Ugh.
A lot of their stuff is the used
games. I don't do used games.
I do, I'm poor.
I'm poor too, but I can't do it.
I'm poor and I have a fetish for number of games that I own.
I can't do it. I like that breaking it open, breaking the seal for the first time.
Oh yeah, well, so do I.
Yeah, it's just, I'll never give that up. And then getting a game that's all scratched and tore up or missing a manual, like Suikoden you got, you know, I couldn't do it. Jade Empire. Everybody knows this one. Everybody's heard about this anyway. February 2005, uses the Knights of the Old Republic engine. Based on like Chinese mythology stuff, you know, you got martial arts and it's like transformation powers. This is like if Chinese legend was true.
Right.
That's why this game sounds cool. You know, I mean, if you've got all that stuff and it was real, that makes a cool game. And
it does sound very good. I hope it ports to the PC. I really don't want to have to buy an Xbox this late in the game.
Yeah, I feel you.
But
you know what? If you hold out, like, probably another year after that, this is February 2005. Haven't everything we've heard say that Microsoft is going to beat everybody else to the next round?
Which I don't know if it's very bright of Xbox.
I don't know if it is either. It would be a good move for PlayStation again, but I don't know about Microsoft's current position if it would be a good move.
Because one of the things is they have the beefiest
hardware. Exactly. If they take that from them. And they're going to PowerPC stuff anyway. It's running on, like, Apple hardware now. What the fuck?
It's just super weird.
You know, I know, huh? I think they did a good job on it. I don't know. They just didn't have the games that time around, I guess. Citizen Zero. Early 2005. Online multiplayer, but it's not an MMORPG. That's why it made the list. You play with 40 other people over Xbox Live, And it's set
40?
In...
40?
Yeah.
40 in given time? Like,
in each world that you play on, I guess. You just fire it up and boom, there's 40 other dudes, 39 other dudes there. You're in a prison world. It's been in development for 4 years, and they said a lot of the controls are just like Halo. This sounds like they took the Riddick engine, you know, and half the graphics, made it online, and here you go. Because, they said that the Halo system... Like, you had two guns just like Halo. You had regenerating hit points just like Halo. You know, I mean, it's just like the same fucking thing. People liked it, and they thought, oh, well, this is must be what made Halo cool.
Right.
So we'll just take that. So it's in a prison world, though, but I don't know how it's going to be with 40 other people.
How is this RPG, though?
That's what I couldn't figure out. I guess you guys run around and try to escape the island or some shit. I don't know.
It sounds to me, from the minimal information we got here,
it sounds like an action game.
It sounds to me like it's just one big deathmatch.
Yeah, it does, but it said online multiplayer role-playing game. So I don't know. I don't know a damn look about it because there's like nothing. There wasn't screenshots I found either. I mean, I didn't really dig, but I just saw pictures of it or artwork of it.
Right.
I don't know though. It was listed under RPG, so I figured I'd throw it in. Dungeon Lords. It's actually coming to the PC first, then it's going to Xbox in 2005. So it's going to be PC before the end of the year here. I don't know if that's such a good move. This is the kind of thing I think is going to get looked over. It's an action RPG, you know, along the lines of Norrath and whatnot.
Right.
It's fantasy-based, and it's supposed to have less of an interfering interface than the rest of these games. Like, their big thing was that, like, you're playing Baldur's Gate and Champions of Norrath, and you're constantly fiddling with the menus and messing around with the stuff, and there's a lot of shit on the screen. Their whole thing is, like, you're just looking at a full screen. You know, occasionally you got to dick around with, like, an interface, but for the most part, you're looking at, like, a full-screen game, which I would think is cool. That's always really
good. It helps with the immersion.
It really does. You know, you don't have to, when you're not looking at gauges and charts and mini maps and all that crap and names over everybody's head, you know. that's not so realistic, you know. So that should be interesting to see how well that works, though, but I don't have much high hopes for it. Going from PC to Xbox, maybe it might make a small splash on the PC first.
I think games like Champions and Norrath and et cetera, et cetera, do much better on the console.
On console, yeah.
If you got that whole control right here.
And everybody uses the same control.
Right.
You know what buttons you've got. You get 50 different PCs, you got 50 different controllers. Nobody can play this game correctly, you know. Look at Final Fantasy XI on the PC. I try to figure, no wonder nobody uses a controller. Because everybody I know uses the same three controllers. They either use a PS2 controller with a converter, which not everybody knows you can do, and, you know, isn't, you know, maybe clued in enough that even can happen. An Xbox control, same thing. And there's like three controllers on the market, I swear to God, that have plenty of buttons and the two sticks and the pad,
yeah.
You know, that are actual PC controls. There's not many. There's got to be like four, max.
Yeah.
You know, if some of those maybe not even worth it. You know, so it's like, God, no wonder everybody plays with a keyboard and a mouse.
There's some aspects of the game that I wish I was playing on a keyboard.
God, I haven't once yet thought to myself, I need to, I use it when I'm camping something because I can hit the buttons faster to spam.
Well, if I want to hit one macro that's over here, one macro that's over here, katak, katak.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have to go and then scroll over.
The first time I've run into that is with my ninja.
Yeah.
That's the first time I've run into that. In 93 days of playtime, suddenly I went, holy shit, I need like a third macro button so I can have something. Because for the most part, I leave, you know, my one button on a certain end of the macro bar because I use these the most, and then the other one I leave near Utsusemi because I'm always casting those two. But then I've got those other crap I have to do once in a while. It's effort to get over there.
Yeah.
But it doesn't happen that often, though. But the other day, you're right. I did notice it where I went, yeah, shit. I even reached for it. I actually, because I evoke with this now, Alt and 1 or whatever it is. I actually reach for it and evoke a lot of times. I don't want to use the controller and move my macros off. So, I guess you're right there. I didn't thought of that until just now, but I guess I did catch myself doing it, but it's just been recently. What else have we got? One last one, which, was another one of the ones that blew my mind. Never heard of it, right? The hell is this on the list of RPGs? Fate of Ages. Comes out sometime in 2005. It's got over 40 different classes. They're calling jobs, you know, that your characters can be.
Right.
And it's got
40.
That's fat.
there's gotta be a lot of them that are pretty similar.
Well, I'm sure. You know, I'm sure 37 of those are damage classes. You know, you've got a healer, then you've got a healer, a tank, and a nuker. and the, I guess it's half RTS, half turn based. So I don't know how they work that for the combat and whatnot. It's got a very thick anime style.
Half turn-based, half real-time.
Got me. Real-time, yeah. I don't know what they did. It must be like one end is for combat, turn-based, and...
So when you're actually fighting, it's in real-time.
Yeah. Grandia's combat system can be described as that, though. Because when it's your turn, it's stopped for a minute. And you tell them what to do, and like, let's say they've decided to use an AoE. Okay, they're gonna bomb your guy with some huge spell that affects everybody around you. Well, because you have a higher initiative, and your character, and then it happens. Your character ran across the screen and attacked this guy. This guy tried to nuke your guy, but he nuked over here instead of over there, where you were. He nuked where you are. Well, you moved. So he nuked where you are now, but didn't hit the rest of your party. He was aiming for your whole party on the left side of the map, say, right? But you moved. So then the combat goes. Boom! Here's what happens. You moved first, ran over there. He was focused on you to cast this AoE. He hit you, but you moved. You were away from your group. He killed one of his own guys. So that's probably what that is. I don't know. That's the best way that I can describe it, if it's okay. Like Grandia's system. And it takes place over 6 time periods.
Wow.
Right? And I don't know if I forgot to mention this or if anybody heard it, it's got a very, it's very anime in style. You know, the artwork and the characters and all that, very, you know, big eyes and, you know, high blood pressure. It's got that anime feel to it, but it sounds fat. I don't know, it just sounded really cool from what I saw. Again, I only saw artwork, but, you know, it looked pretty awesome. I'd never heard of it. Fate of Ages, though, something to keep an eye on. And all that was for Xbox. Now I'm just like, oh my god, yes, it's coming to turn. Go, Xbox, go. Let's get some RPGs in the house, you know? Did you watch any movies this week? Month?
Well,
whatever the hell the last time we recorded was?
I've seen half of Cold Mountain.
What the hell is that?
It's some Civil War story. I had to turn it off. It got Best Picture last year.
Huh.
But I had to turn it off. It just wasn't catching my style or something. But I just got The Butterfly Effect, which is kind of
Uber.
It was an awesome movie. Really into it.
I can't blow this because I've seen them both now.
Right.
I just saw the director. Okay, the DVD has the theatrical version, which I saw before when I talked about it, and it has a director's cut. And I watched the director's cut like yesterday or something, maybe 2 days ago. Holy shit! They only changed like they added just a few scenes, like not many, like maybe 2 or 3. I swear to God.
Right.
And the main thing is it's the ones they added were basically set up for the new ending. That's basically all it was. It wasn't a huge, long thing they added in the middle to set you up either. It was almost nothing. You almost wouldn't even miss it if you went to go to the bathroom to take a piss, you know, or blinked even. It was pretty quick. But the end of it was so much more how it should have ended, you know, because, like, the ending was pretty heavy. And the theatrical release was pretty heavy. I mean, because you're still just like, wow, I can't believe he did that and decided that was the best course of action, right? Now imagine if, I mean, it's like 5 times the whoa, it's that gnarly. I mean, it's just
I'm gonna have to watch it because I got the DVD. I have the director's cut.
I gotta go buy that. That movie's awesome. And you saw the whole theatrical one, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So you remember how it ended then, right?
Right.
Okay.
I just watched it a few days ago.
You may as well just skip to the end and just watch the new ending. Because, I mean, the movie's the same, except for, like, the 1 or 2 scenes where they set you up for the new ending. But everything else is the same.
Okay.
But holy shit. It is something else. But again, I mean, I'll tell you, if you want to see a movie that just blows your mind.
Yeah.
This movie, I can't say. A lot of people have a problem with Ashton Kutcher in it, too. They're like, oh, I can't watch the movie because he's in it.
I had somebody in
fuck
work
that.
At.
Yeah, why? Like that. Why does that affect it? Who cares?
You know, Ashton Kutcher's by far not my favorite actor.
No. But 90% of the movies I watch, I don't even know the actors' names and I don't care.
Yeah.
The only one I care about
did a fine job.
Edward Norton. Everybody else is an actor, and there's Edward Norton, right?
Edward Norton and Johnny Depp.
You know what? Yeah, he's actually pretty cool. He's actually pretty awesome.
He has the biggest range I've ever seen in an actor. He can play anything and pull it off well.
See, that's what I like to say about Norton. I mean, especially after watching the score, too. I was like, what the hell? Oh, my God.
He's pretty good at that, too.
You know? I mean, oh, really, really? I don't think I've seen anything with Well, Edward Scissorhands. He was kind of loony in that. Wasn't he kind of...
Yeah, a little.
A little out there, a little weird and freaky. Yeah, I guess he's played a lot more.
Like,
so.
Blow, and you got a...
Yeah, Blow is sick.
That's an awesome movie.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I guess he's done a lot more. Yeah, I guess you're right. I guess, yeah, that's definitely, yeah. You seen that new one he's in, Secret Window or whatever it's called yet? Really? Is that any good?
Yes.
I heard it was pretty awesome. I haven't seen it yet, though.
It's a movie that at least tries to blindside you, so I don't want to say too much.
Oh, okay.
Because that's part of the point.
Somebody told me, too, that you don't understand most of it until the very end, and all of a sudden you're like, no! So.
Yeah, that's kind of the point. Basically, it's about this guy that comes into this other guy's life, and he says that he ripped off his story. And it's like word for word.
It's like they write books, they're authors?
Well, the Johnny Depp's character's an author.
Uh-huh.
And then this other guy is just some random guy.
Oh.
That says that Johnny Depp's character ripped off his story.
Whoa.
And he starts, like, really freaking with Johnny Depp's character's life.
Huh. And yeah, I saw the box, and I keep looking at it, but it looked like something I'd have to pay attention to.
It's worth watching. If you haven't seen it, see it.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go rent that now.
I don't want to say too much else, because like I said, it's all about the... If you can get blindsided in the movie, all the better. Yeah. I love getting blindsided. It doesn't happen too often. So.
My problem is I sit there and I try to figure it out.
Yeah.
So when I see the end and I don't, then I have no idea most of the time. I'm just like, whoa. You know, that's cool. Batter Santa DVD came out, which is just bad Santa.
Have you
but like,
seen it?
Yeah.
The batter?
The batter.
Is it cool?
Yeah, it's...
Is the extra stuff worth even bothering?
Well, I don't think... Can you even buy just, like, a regular Bad Santa?
I don't know.
I don't think I've ever seen just that. I thought I saw it on VHS, just regular Bad Santa. It was a white box, just said Bad Santa. The only DVDs I've seen were Badder Santa, and it was a red box. Mm-hmm. So I rented that the other day, and it's mostly the same. There's just a few scenes they added. A couple that you're just like, wow. You know, like, that was a little, maybe... Freakish, you know, like they went a little too far,
which is
like,
why they cut it out.
You know, yeah, which is why they cut it out. Like especially the one where they kill the guy, the security guy. That scene was way different, like way longer. It was like holy shit, you know. And it not much major though. I didn't look at all the extras and crap, so I imagine there's a bunch of crap on there I missed, which would have been great, but I just didn't.
So if I'm not gonna buy the movie and I've seen it already, is it worth renting Batter Santa?
I don't know, because I didn't watch all the extra shit. Read the back of the box, and I bet it is, because that movie was great. You know, and if they have even the most minuscule amount of cut stuff that still didn't make it in, or even other weird crap like that, I bet it's worth it. Yeah. I bet it would be worth it to at least rent it. I don't know. I thought it was a great movie, so. Just funny as all hell. And another fine Ben Affleck film. I saw Paycheck.
There's so many of them.
Yes. Ben Affleck is he's my god. He's my hero. I'm going to get posters of him, I think. He's just that cool. He's becoming some kind of a joke. Everybody's making fun of me now for liking movies he's in. And he's, I don't think he's that bad of an actor. He falls in line, though, with everybody else to me. I don't even, like, register who was actor. You know, they're just actors to me. You know, unless you're, like, Johnny Depp's pretty amazing. I like Robin Williams. He stands out.
Robin Williams is good.
Yeah, and Edward Norton, to me, is just a god. So
Robin Williams is getting a lot better. In his older age, he's taken on roles that aren't so.
Oh, and Bill Murray. That's another one that I actually like. No, everybody else just kind of like, they're just actors to me, you know, whoever. It could be me in there. It could be somebody I know. Whatever. Tell the fucking story. I'm trying to watch the movie. But yeah, Bill Murray, I forgot. He's pretty awesome. Anyway, Paycheck. You heard about this?
Yeah, I saw it, actually.
Oh, you did? Holy shit, we actually have something to talk about together. Wow. So we haven't either one of us blown yet. What did you think of it?
I thought it was good. That's the one where he works and they take away his memory.
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually thought he did a good job in that. I guess I must have.
Wow. Yeah, I read the DVD.
No, it was pretty recent that I saw it.
Oh, yeah, it must be on DVD then. Yeah.
Oh, I did rent it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know. It was a really good idea. I thought it was a great idea. Wait, we didn't tell him what it's about, though.
Well, it's about a guy. He's
a reverse engineer.
Right. It's got to be at least sort of in the future.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And companies pay him money to take someone else's idea, break it down, figure out how it works, try to figure out how to make it even better, and then build a new product that will compete with it. When he's done with that, they actually burn out the memory in his brain that he had made over the course of however many months he's been working. And so that in his memory, he goes to work one day.
And like right away.
And then an instant later is handed a paycheck.
Yeah.
And he gets this one job that's like a really long job. And
remember that he's like the master at this, though.
Right.
That's why they went after him. The whole thing was that, yeah, he's the best reverse engineer there is.
It's like this really long period of time.
Three years.
And the most was like a month or 2 weeks. Because they found a new way to do it with this 3 month thing with like some kind of injection.
Yeah.
To put a marker
in his brain at a point.
Right.
Then could shoot him again and it would erase everything back to the marker.
Right.
Yeah.
And I don't know, how much should we tell him?
Well, I mean, a little, like, what happens is like his buddy comes up to him and it's like a friend of his, and he says, I got a really long job for you, you'll never have to work again. Yeah. And the whole decision was give up.
It was like $19 million or something like that.
It was, the check was $92 million.
Oh, $92 million,
yeah. It was basically like this choice. Could you give up 3 years of your life to be just filthy rich? Right, and he decides, you know, yeah, and this was the whole movie.
I think I could do it.
You know, he decides yes. You know, so he's got to go to work for this company now, and lose 3 years of his life. And you know, of course, when you're watching the movie, what happens is they give him the shot to put the marker in, and then they say, okay, well, you know, here's what you're going to be working on, and you don't actually see or find out or anything about it.
You find out just a little tiny bit.
No,
not about what's going on with his job, but about what's going on in the office that he's going to be working in.
I didn't get that. What happened with, what was she doing then? I didn't understand what she was doing there with the
She was working
plant.
on some weather control system.
Okay. Somehow that like went right over my head, and I was like, what the point is
so
this?
They introduce Uma Thurman's character.
Who I don't
before
like.
You lose. No, I don't either.
I can't stand her. I do. She kind of, yeah.
She's like,
freaky. Some kind of troll.
Yeah. But anyway.
I'm not the only one who doesn't like her.
Oh, she's a twig. Her face is all like beat up.
Yeah, something wrong with her. She's all right in Pulp Fiction.
All right.
You know. But everything else, I can't stand. Anyway. Oh, yeah. But as far as he went, I remember seeing it to where he walks into the office, and I think this is probably, like, the first time he had a partner. Like, he was working with somebody.
No, he wasn't working with her at all.
No, not her.
Oh.
The other guy.
Right.
The other guy.
Remember? Do you even meet him? I don't think...
No. Remember they introduce him like this. This is your partner, Decker, and this is what you're going to be working on. And then they open, like, a briefcase, and nothing but a white light comes out. And he wakes up in the office 3 years later. Like, he doesn't realize it, though. So you're watching a movie. This is what you're going to be working on. They open this thing. Boom. White light. And he's in the office, and he's all, well, what, how did I get here? And it's right after they gave him the shot.
The second one.
The second one, yeah, that erased all his memories. So you lost 3 years in the movie right there. And then, like...
Then that's where it gets good.
This is where the... Yeah, yeah. And I mean, that was one of the first... How long?
Yeah,
movie?
It's just really... Like 15 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, it's not very long. I mean, it sets you up right away. And I was really into it. I was digging it. When I found out, I was like, wow. Erasing memories, working for a company that... I mean, because nowadays they have you sign shit.
Right.
That says that you can't, you know, give any secrets out and blah, blah, blah. But this was like, well, this is crazy to me. This is kind of
very
neat.
Likely.
You know, yeah, I wouldn't put it past companies to do that. I mean, they don't care. Whatever they can do to protect their shit, you know. And where the movie gets good is this, is that when he checked into this place, he was not allowed to bring anything with him. Not his glasses, not his cigarettes, you know, or whatever. Not his keys, nothing. He could come in wearing just clothes, cloth, nothing else, right?
Right.
So they made him put all his crap in a sack. Before they shot him with this thing, you know, and basically he would get his sack and his check back when after the year was over, which was an instant to him. It was a blink of the eye to him. So when he comes out of this, he goes home, you know, and he looks up his bank thing, and it was like $92 million. He was loaded. He was so fucking happy. He goes, I just got to go to the bank now and pick up my, like he mailed himself his possessions, I guess. They mailed it back to him, right? So he goes down to the bank or wherever. And he says, I want to, he opens the bag, they give him the bag first, remember? And he opens the bag, and it's,
different shit.
Random crap, though, it seems like. Not only is it just different. I mean, it's not like his watch was replaced with another watch.
It's like a cylinder of ball bearings.
Ball bearings.
A paper clip.
A paper clip.
These bizarre sunglasses that are like aviators or something.
A 50-cent piece.
Yeah.
A key. Magnifying lens. A key.
A pass. A security pass.
Security pass. There was some weird shit in there. A crossword puzzle.
Your crossword puzzle. Half filled out.
Yeah, half filled out. There was some just bizarre stuff in this bag. Just, my favorite one because I knew what he was going to use it for. A lighter. A bottle of hairspray.
Right, right.
I knew what he was going to use that one for. I saw that one coming.
Cigarettes.
Cigarettes, that's right. Yeah, yeah. And that's pretty close. There was 20 things, but, right, there was 20 things.
Right.
And, so he's got this envelope with all these items in it. And they're not his. And at first he's like, this is where my fucking sunglasses, where's my watch? There was a watch.
Yeah, there was a watch too.
And he's like, well, I don't care. Whatever. I'm loaded. I can buy a new one, you know? So whatever. So then he gets to the bank girl and she's like, oh no, you gave up your money. He's like, what?
For this crap.
I traded this. Is this a $92 million bottle of hairspray that's pink? So now he's sitting there going, why did I do this? Why would I have given this up? This doesn't make any sense. It didn't happen. Something's fucked. Well, then, like, the FBI come after him.
Mm-hmm.
Because of
what he made during...
Yeah, because of what he traded. But we don't know that. So you're watching this movie, and within 20 minutes, he's being chased around by the FBI. He gave up all his money. He's got a sack of like scavenger hunt items.
Purely useless garbage.
Yeah, I mean, it's crap. It's crap. See, you heard the list. We just read it off to you, most of what was there. I mean, come on, right? Whatever. The whole thing in the movie is now, like, what did he make? And that's what you figure out as you go. You know, you figure out what he made and, you know, the events of why he sent that shit to himself.
Right.
You know, and I thought, I don't know, I thought it was a damn good movie because the idea was fresh.
Yeah, it was cool.
He was a smart guy put into a really fucked up situation, and the situation I liked because we can't blow it because we're going to blow the whole movie if you even hint towards...
Yeah, anything else.
Yeah, really. I mean, we can't say anything about it, but I'll tell you what, this movie had me tripping, and I especially like it because I like the thoughts of that. You know, like, of what they created and what's capable. I like thinking about that kind of stuff. I like seeing movies that show you.
Yeah.
You know, I like just to see what their thoughts were on it. I just dig it. I thought it was a great movie. Unfortunately, it falls into the category of those movies that once you see it, it doesn't hold as much weight if you were to watch it the second, third, and 27th time.
Yeah.
You know, like...
It's not even really bizarre enough to... catch new things.
Yeah, yeah. There'd be no reason to sit down and maybe there's something I missed. No, he laid it all out for you in the movie. Yeah. You saw it all. You know, it's just...
But it's a great experience the one time.
It is. And it is, I feel, most certainly worth the $2 rental of Blockbuster.
Oh, yeah.
$2, man, I couldn't think of better entertainment for an hour and a half than that, seriously. It was a really good movie. And get over it, but it's Ben Affleck, all right? it's just a good movie. It was thoroughly enjoyable the whole time. It was really good. I was impressed.
I got to agree. Yeah. I rented three movies that time. I rented Paycheck. What was the other movie we talked about?
Cold Mountain.
No. That one, my
Bad Santa?
No. That other one.
Short-term memory rules. I have no idea.
Well, anyway, I can't think of the movies I rented anyway. There's Paycheck.
Butterfly Effect. Oh, you bought that.
No, I bought that, though.
Along Came Polly?
No, I wanted to. I want to.
50 First Dates?
I own that. That's good.
You own that?
I don't own that.
Okay.
My girlfriend owns that.
Just checking.
It is in my house, available for watching at any point in time.
I actually have those two sitting here to watch. So, next week. I kind of half watched them. I'm going to watch them this week and actually watch them.
Yeah.
So, we've already got movie reviews for next week. We're doing good.
Cool.
This one's gone on long enough.
I'll have a nice review of Tales of Symphony.
Yes, you will, huh? Yes, you will. And I'll have nothing but poor Final Fantasy to talk about, I'm sure.
It's getting to be time for a Final Fantasy show anyway.
It has been a while. It's been a long time. So fear it. It'll come one day when you least expect it in the last time you want it. And you're going to be all disappointed and sad. All right. That was a long-ass show. I didn't think we'd be talking this long today.
We got some notes. We had...
Yeah, like pages. Like pages this time. That was pretty cool, though. All right, I think we're done. It's time to play some games.
Yeah.
If you got a problem with that, you can pick it up with my pen.
And on that note, we cue the music.
Matt.